The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
A little bit of fantastic.
By the way, before we start this, you should know I'm not married. I'm what men in Texas call a handful. I dress like this really. If you want to know something, though, in the 50s, all we had to do was make breakfast, lunch, and dinner and avoid a beating. That's the America we're trying to get back to, by the way. And then somebody stood up and said, we should work. And it was like, thank you, Gloria. Sit down. There was a time, girls, when we couldn't vote or read. We couldn't vote or read. Do you know that? How great does it sound? It's a little great. Think about it. We wouldn't be responsible for anything happening in the government right now. We would just be quilting with the girls. These men are making some poor decisions, aren't they? Don't tell anybody what I said. I don't want to get beat.
My 3-year-old didn't get me a birthday present this year. Yeah. And I've known him for a couple years. So I'm not talking to him. Presents are interesting. I don't really need or want anything. I mean, my life is pretty chaotic. I have 5 kids. You know, and I have friends that love stuff. I have a friend who has a drawer of watches. I have another friend who has 5 cars. Whenever I'm with these people, I realize I'm just simple. All I need is a nice bed and a private jet. Yeah? Now, I have the bed. All I need is the jet. And it could be a used jet. I'm not a snob, you know? I mean, I don't want a prop plane. I'm not trash. Just a regular old private jet to take a regular old guy to a regular old private island away from his kids. Yeah, I'm just salt of the earth. I'm an everyman.
I'm a big fan of Johnson's.
Well, they're white people from Minnesota, so hockey, fishing, skiing, sailing, and after a few drinks, put on a Prince album. So I tried letting the 5-year-old play Rocket League yesterday because she's going to be an esports billionaire at some point, right?
Right.
She's grounded the rest of the weekend.
Oh, no. Was
didn't
she not
go
good
well.
At it?
No, it did not go well. She's not allowed to enjoy the beautiful Minnesota summer. It's not summer yet, is it? Feels
no,
like it is, though.
Tomorrow.
Until tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, it's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Well, good.
Yeah. No,
she's
I mean,
not going.
No. The sky's opening up tomorrow.
No, tomorrow's
going
to suck. Well, actually, later today is going to suck.
Good. Stay inside and get better at Rocket
Great
League.
Point.
This
I
is
mean,
embarrassing.
Yeah, I know.
It was a disaster.
Did she rage quit?
She mostly rage quit.
Hmm.
Yeah, because she's a future esports billionaire, she expects to be brilliant from the first second she plays a game. It didn't go well.
Yeah.
Duct taped the controller to her hands.
That's child abuse.
Duh. That didn't work.
Wow.
Duh. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen people rage quit before. It's not fun.
It makes your boring game fun, though.
By the way, I'm not joking. I just told AJ this. When she was melting down playing Rocket League, I tried to, even though it is a lie, I tried to say, I'm like, you're better than meat sauce. You're better than meat sauce. You just started, sweetie. And she's like, she got very frustrated with the fact that the other team tries to steal the ball from you.
Yeah.
She didn't like that.
Yeah.
You should take her into it's called free play, I think, in the training mode. And it's literally just you, your car, and the ball on the course, and you can just have fun. She'd like that.
That might work.
Good
yeah.
practice, too.
Yeah, good practice.
The other team thing right now is throwing her off.
Yeah.
God dang it, is that game fun.
Fun.
Super fun. It's $20.
I know.
There's probably a way to get it for free, but on Switch, I just downloaded it for $20.
It's super old, isn't it?
a handful of years, right?
Yeah, I don't know how around. Old it is. I have no idea.
We're all addicted. It's so. Have you played it yet?
I haven't. Tim said that it was awesome many moons ago. Yeah. And so
Tim was right.
Yeah.
Why didn't Tim tell us it was awesome?
Yeah, right.
Tim. He doesn't. He keeps all the secrets to himself.
He do?
Mm-hmm. Corey and I played yesterday. 1-1 and got smoked twice.
Got smoked by the computer in the other one, yeah. Smoked. Mm-hmm. So fun.
You needed your teammate.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Not the same without me, is it?
No. No, weak link. It's all right.
That's all right.
It's not like the Kevin Durant situation. Team's better without him.
Man, did I get lucky last night. Yeah, you guys had a shot. The Blazers were up 17 points early in the third quarter. And because it's the Warriors, the game's not over, right? You still got a whole half. Not only was it not over, 8 minutes later, they had a 5-point lead.
That's nuts.
Insane.
Yeah,
they can blink an eye, blink an eye, and a lead that big is gone, and then some. 5-point lead. Now, again, they ended up choking that lead away, but then they came back and won 114-111 over the Blazers.
And yeah, man, they're a championship team.
That's you can tell do. That Portland's like...
Portland's worn out.
Yeah, that they're just like
it's done. Yeah.
Yeah, they're worn out.
We gave it our best, and there's no chance.
Yeah.
Damn.
Down 0-2.
Yeah.
You got to cross your fingers for the old Raptors or Bucks.
We're all going to owe David $80.
For what?
Kepka.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah, we thought that last
time. It's one
time,
game. Though. It's one round. Just
Kepka fell apart.
I think he's going to win it, too, but it's far from over. We're 25% of the way through.
Correct.
He's got a long way to go.
I think whoever the guy
he
was,
shot a
I got
63 yesterday. That's incredible. 63.
That's a lot.
He's only got a one-shot lead.
Yeah, no, oh, well, yeah, 80. Well, yeah, sorry, you're right. I was lost there.
I could tell.
Roll, sorry, $40.
Yeah, he's got what a 6-shot lead on us.
On yeah, you, me.
Oh,
and
who's
Perry.
In second?
Parrish.
I mean, in real life, that doesn't matter.
Is it Tommy Lee. Fleetwood?
No, Lee is only 1 shot back. Fleetwood's like 3 or 4 back.
Huh.
Which sucks because that was the guy that I got to pick 11th, and it was between Fleetwood and Spieth, and I took Spieth, which is all right.
Yeah,
he's only 2 behind Fleetwood, but I was leaning one of the two.
Man.
But I went with my guy.
Spieth has become an excellent scramble golfer. He sprays the ball over the golf course and still shoots low scores. He doesn't look like he used to, but he's still, man, 1 under. Good for him. It was sweet.
He'll figure it out. He's
23, yeah. 4.
You watch it all day?
Most of it, yeah. Yeah, I watched almost all of it. Hmm. Yeah. I slept for a while, but it's fun, man. Major golf is super fun. I don't watch regular, like, you know, other tournaments because that's boring, but mm-hmm. Major golf championships are super fun.
Are you going to the 3M?
No.
Open? No?
No. No.
Why?
Golf in person's tough.
Yeah, it's boring.
Oh, it bangs hard.
Bangs
if you
hard.
Love golf,
I hate it.
Yeah. You're there in person, though. I went to the Players Championship at Sawgrass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're right there, and when you golf, and you see it on TV, you appreciate how easy they make it look, but seeing it in person, it's insane.
But you can't really see, you can't really follow the people you want to follow. Well,
the key is you pick a good spot and you stay there, and then you get to see everyone come through.
You just get plastered.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Ryder Cup would be super fun because it's not, and it's not 70 golfers. It's whatever it is, 12, 18.
But it's coming back,
but
too.
When you, like, you even yesterday, it's a major championship. It was a scarce crowd. There's not a lot of people there because on a Thursday, no one really cares.
Well, yeah, and that's in a weird spot. It's like right out of New York City, and I think there's other stuff going on. If that was in Minnesota, that thing would be packed.
Oh, it'd be rained out.
Yeah, was the one that was the Hazel team? Was that the PGA?
Ryder Cup?
No, the one like years ago, though.
PGA Champions.
PGA? Yeah. That was the one I was at. I just hate it because you can't follow the story as well.
I suppose
the storyline is so much easier just sitting on your couch watching it. It's cool to see him for a second. Like you said, did you find a good spot? You're like, hey, that's Tiger Woods. Then after that, you're like, now where do we go?
That's Byron DeChambeau.
Right, that's that guy. Then you just go home.
Yeah.
I think I stayed about 2 hours.
How about Tommy's pick? +4.
Yeah. Well, but he admitted, he's like, I was in a parking lot. I panicked.
My spirit animal, Marnie Gellner, is going to be here at 7 o'clock. She's hanging out for the last couple of hours of the show. Parrish is in Italy, And Marnie's playing initials.
Hell yes. Yeah. Marnie's the best.
She is the best.
Hell yeah, class she wants act. To do it.
Yeah. She's great.
And then Parrish is out next Friday as well. So Parrish is in Italy. Yeah. Hawk is in Iraq.
Yep.
Sauce is in Las Vegas.
Hopefully I'm not in Iraq. Hopefully I'm in Kuwait.
No, yeah.
I thought you were going to Iraq this time.
No, it's Kuwait.
I had heard there's someone that had from another station that was...
He was supposed to go and they said, you're not going to go because it's too dangerous.
Hmm.
But
you're going.
They can send you?
Yeah, we're going.
My man.
We're going.
You're no wuss.
Well, thank you.
Not that he is, but...
But, Chris, you're playing next Friday, right? You're staying the entire show, and you're playing initials next Friday.
You bet sweet. That sweet ass I am.
Somebody's got to play.
The whole show.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'll be calling in to check in.
From Iraq?
Hopefully not.
Like a rock.
They are kidnapping people, you never know.
Drive through Fallujah. Tell me how it's doing these days.
I'll do that. You want me to grab anything for you?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, one of my legs. good times.
Yeah.
My legs. Hawk,
yes, sir.
If you get kidnapped, you go, that's cool. I'll go with you willingly. You don't have to tie me up and all that. Just point me in the direction I'm in.
Yeah, just don't tell my friends and family where I am.
You mind if I literally break my phone? I don't want anyone to find me. I'll break it. You don't have to do it. I got it.
I just want to use the order.
And about a half hour later, they throw you out of the
van. They drop me off somewhere. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? Here we go.
How about those Twins? My God, I went to sleep.
11-6. Bunch of home runs.
Four, right?
Four of them.
Yeah. Holy smokes. They have 80 on the year, I think.
That's sweet. Man, they're a good baseball squad.
What's a good thing they score so many runs because six runs.
Don't bring us down, too much. John.
I'm just saying, go get pitching, and this team's a World Series contender.
They lead the Central by 4.5 games.
It's not enough. Well, Cleveland, once they get their pitchers back, Kluber will be back in a couple months.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Castro, Kepler, Crone, and Buxton hit home runs.
Buxton,
two in a row, man.
Jeez,
Crone
I forgot.
Went four for five.
Corey?
Yes, Paul.
Can I tell you about Chris Hockey's perfect lady?
Yes.
Go on.
A muscly older animated chick?
Really close on this.
A former reality star was spotted playing slots in the casino which she lives in. Get some.
Is this a reality star that we're familiar with? Go for it.
Donna DeErico?
Mama June is living in an Alabama casino with her boyfriend.
Sorry, Daddy.
Look at the photo. Look at her face.
She's crushing. Yes, girl, you know.
She's crushing snacks. It looks like she's got some sort of pajama pants on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know she had lost some weight, but it looks like her shoes are about to go on strike.
here's how little I'm listening right now. When you said lives in the casino, I thought she truly was living, like, taking a nap by the slot machine. No, so you mean she's living in the hotel part of the casino?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that? That's everybody's dream.
No, that's why she's Hockey's perfect.
That's my dream, too, as long as I'm winning. But I would love to find a nice spot on the strip in Las Vegas and camp out there permanently. And again, like Chris Hockey, lose my number.
That's okay, right?
I want to disappear. Yeah.
She's lived there a few months. How is she not bankrupt?
Casino in Alabama. And maybe she's good at gambling.
Yeah, like you are. Think about it, Hawk. Hey, babe, what do you want to do tonight? Why don't we go downstairs and go to the casino? You'd go, why don't we bang first?
And she'd go,
no.
No. You're living with Mama June at this point.
Oh, okay.
TMZ is so creepy.
Johnson. Yeah, pretty creepy.
The
man.
Photos they get, you know, like she's in line for the ATM and they just catch her off guard. So, of course, it's just a bad look on her face,
And they did it.
Maybe.
Hey, real quick on the Twins, all the home runs are hitting. 80 home runs on the year so far. The most home runs that the Twins franchise has hit in a season is 225. They are presently on pace for 300 home runs in
a
season.
It's not gambling when you know you're going to win.
Right?
How many? 43 games they played? 42?
43 games.
It's not gambling when you know you're going to win.
Just bonkers.
That is the correct answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Yeah,
this chick is not Hockey's dream gal.
This is the opposite. Give me a minute.
Of Mama June gambling and living in a casino.
Let's not jump to conclusions here.
And again, back to Mama June. Chris's true dream gal would be Mama June pre-weight loss.
How you fellas doing? And bench pressing.
Just a building.
You would.
And pre-dental work.
You would, right, Hawk?
Well, I mean, she's a TV star, and she knows how to gamble.
Well, this gal's in the news, so she's famous. Here we go. 32-year-old Michaela Huttner.
She sounds great.
The gal down the hall?
Not that Michaela.
Oh.
And that one's not 32. Lives outside of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and she went to her ex-boyfriend's house last Sunday night. Let's not do that, right? Unless they're on good terms, let's just not go to your ex-boyfriend's house.
I'll kill all you bastards.
Right, that's probably what she was thinking.
She sounds sexy.
He wasn't home, so she waited.
Oh.
When he did eventually show up around 1 in the morning, she was inside his house. That's terrifying.
What are you doing here?
Right. And Arthur Morgan said, what are you doing here?
I miss Arthur.
She demanded to know where he'd been. Oh, no. Not something you get to know when you're an ex-girlfriend.
No.
But she demanded it. He either answered or did not answer, but either way, she started hitting him.
Okay, take it easy.
Arthur said, take it easy. So he told her to leave and showed her the door. On her way out, she landed one more punch squarely to the groin.
Oh, he passed away.
So close.
Sucks.
She hit him so hard and in the exact right spot, apparently, that his junk burst.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
The testes.
Like a gun.
I'm going to read these last three paragraphs, and this is all the information I have, and this is really all the information I know. And I don't even understand all of it because they leave out details, and that's fine with me. But here's the rest of the story. She hit one of them,
so
hard that one of the jewels fell out. I don't know what that means.
Was this Mike Tyson?
An ambulance took him to the hospital, and there's no update on his condition yet, but he told the cops that Michaela looked worried when she realized the extent of the damage. She's facing charges for reckless endangerment, simple assault, harassment, and a felony aggravated assault. There was a kid in my high school who fell out of a tree. This is true. I've said this on the air before. Fell out of a tree and got the sack part caught on a clothesline. It ripped open and one of them ripped out and off. So
I watched him die.
So that's truly having one fall out. It ripped off, getting caught on a clothesline. When you punch it, how do you get it to fall out? I get maybe hitting it so hard we're bursting it, and it maybe there's a detachment of some kind, or there's how do you get it to quote fall out?
It must
is what the story says.
Split open, the sack did, and then it, you know.
But can well, a, but did it? But I'm asking, can internal a punch do that?
Yeah,
well, can a punch truly split?
So
a
did
sack
it say
open?
Punch
or what?
It
if,
says punch. She landed a punch.
How tall
and
is
one
this
of
guy?
Them fell out.
What about if she was wearing a ring or something, though, and that tore it?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Or she's
brass
just got,
knuckles?
Yeah. She's got the fist of Zeus.
Yeah, you punch somebody in the face hard enough, you can split their skin wide open.
Yeah, but you're also hitting bone.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
she probably hit bone because it's probably his thing.
Think about boxers, though, on the speed bag. They don't split it open, you know? Did she go speed bag on it and just... This sounds awful, and you throw the book at her.
Real bad.
So, Corey, your high school story had splitting and falling out.
Mm-hmm.
This is unconfirmed, but a kid that I went to high school with, supposedly he was the catcher on the baseball team, and I think there's a similar story with you guys, maybe. Ball bounced up off the ground, up into his nuts, and one of them exploded. Under, around, nut cup, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, boy. Why play baseball?
Right.
So that's
why go outside?
Why even go outside?
Oh,
stay inside. Learn how to play Rocket League. Otherwise, you're grounded.
Who's the boxer guy we know?
Caleb Truex.
Caleb
like
Truex.
If Caleb hit you in the balls? Sure.
Like an upper, just a straight up shoryuken.
Yeah.
Or
a tiger uppercut.
I'm surprised I don't catch mine on more things because it's just. The other day when I was driving to work, I was like, I wonder if there's a surgery to do reduction because it gets in the way and it's annoying and I have prosthetics. So there's at least 2 to 3 times a week I will sit down and it's and it crushes it for a minute.
Oh my god!
And it happened. It sucks bad.
When people lose massive amounts of weight, they have surgery to, you know, get rid of some of that skin.
Find a way to iron that thing.
I should
donate to a burn unit,
or I just. Yeah, if I had needed a skin graft from my injuries. Yeah.
You look like you sat the whole thing of bubbles tape.
Right.
Who's the character from a video game or something where you were given the nicknames, Paul, and you called him someone's nutsack?
Was it Mortal Kombat?
I don't remember what it was.
No, it was Palpatine. Looks like a nutsack.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He got burnt. John Kreisel helped him out.
I suppose if I ever fall off of a building or something, I'd do like a flying squirrel. It would be a parachute.
Or you could do a little charity work. There's a lot of graduation parties coming up. If somebody needs some kind of a tent so they can have an outdoor graduation really? Party, that would be nice.
I'll be in jail, though. It will be at a field or something. Someone will just be getting devastated by the sun. I'll be like, hold on, I got some shade. Here you go.
Just hope it doesn't get cold.
Right.
Well, don't let Michaela punch you in the nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I think she's getting married tomorrow, so I don't think she's here today.
Man. She sounds like a treat.
Man, his ball fell out.
Fell out.
That's got to be.
Whatever that means.
When you look down and see that, like, you'd black out, Corey.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh,
I'm almost blacking out just thinking about it.
I think the first time she hit Corey, he'd black out.
Just a gentle slap in the
Get
face.
Get up!
Dead. Yeah, I would not be a good boxer.
I wonder why that relationship didn't last.
But again, what if she's super hot?
Well, she has to be for you to put up with that kind of
Well, he's not really putting up with it.
No, he's not anymore. Putting up with anything. He needs Blue Chew. Great song.
Love this song.
Yeah, Same. This is yeah, hot yeah. cut.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best singers we have.
Oh,
she can shred.
Without a doubt. It's a good album.
She's in the.
You're a good album.
She's in the new season of
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. Yeah. Have you seen the trailer?
No.
It looks really good.
Intentionally,
man.
I haven't seen it. I said that to Tina down the hall because I didn't know Tina from KDWB is obsessed with Black Mirror. She said, "Have you seen the trailer yet?" And I said, "No. I'm not going to watch a trailer for something I know I'm going to see. I try to avoid that. Why would I? I just want to be surprised. But I also, and let me see if this works." Hawk, top of your head, worst Power Trip guest we've ever had. The one that you like the least.
Oh, Topher Grace.
Yeah. Apparently he's in the trailer as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, I didn't notice him.
And I said that to her. I said, yeah, we met him once. He was a douche. And she's like, really? I'm like, yeah, ask anybody on the show. Anybody that was here would say he was the least likable guy we've ever had on the show. Oh. And maybe he was just having a bad morning, but that window that we had with him, which was, what, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Could not have been more douchey.
He was a fuck.
He was the worst. Yeah. Wow. Maybe we just caught him on a bad day.
And we had him.
And Nick Thune.
And Dan
Fogler, who is on The Walking Dead, is in the not Harry Potter, what's the other one? Fantastic Beasts.
Griswold's or whatever. Yeah.
He's in a whole bunch of stuff now. He's a big deal.
Yeah, and I get it. Like, Mike forgot. But, like, Topher, he's four times your size. Like, don't rattle the cage.
We gotta go break.
There was some rattling.
Front Page Sports is next. Power Trip, why don't you join the Fan?
The Fan.
When you say I'm in for the Rube Party presented by the Minnesota Lottery, make sure to pick up your limited edition KFAN Rube Party 2019 t-shirt. We will also bring back throwback fan merch exclusively on sale at the Poorhouse today during the Rube Party, which is today. Doors open at 6 p.m. Get your KFAN merch while it lasts. See you at the Poorhouse today. KFAN.com, keyword Rube Party for more information.
Is that today?
What?
Yeah.
Tonight, you and I are on the air, 6:30 to 8, red carpet at the Poorhouse in Minneapolis.
Classic Abbott. He's like, you know, I never asked you to do that. I'm like,
yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, he asked us both.
Yes, you did. Yes, you
his
did.
His memory's the worst.
He's drunk all the time.
I didn't ask you. Yeah, you did.
What was his point in telling you that?
Just to...
Was he trying to say don't show up?
Probably.
Was he trying to say that it was supposed to be just me? I'm not doing that.
You should look him in the eyes and say, yeah, I took the initiative, Chad.
No, I'm not doing that. I don't need to take initiative anymore with him. He hates me to begin with.
Well, he does. He really does.
Yeah.
I am sorry.
Sorry, Chad.
Thanks, Abbott.
Yeah.
Rube party tonight, though. Poorhouse in Minneapolis.
Mr. John Kreisel, are you coming?
You bet.
Mr. John Creasel, will you share an adult beverage with me?
Does the Tin Man have a sheet metal crank?
Probably.
Yes.
I hope so. In my dreams, he does.
right. Have you watched Wizard of Oz porn?
No, I have not. I should, though.
He's dreamt it.
Hey, Cor.
Yes, Chris.
You just made a great point. It's free to get in. You don't need a ticket. No. And everybody's invited. Ben Lieber reminded us yesterday that the first time we had the Rube Party, he didn't come because the first time he was involved and he didn't come was because he didn't get invited.
What? Everyone's invited.
He thought you needed to be invited. So I'm just going to get this out there. Everybody's invited. Come on down. And I believe when we get done, the Johnny Holm Band plays.
Oh, that's sweet.
Which is even better. They're a great cover band.
Yeah, John Holmes, right? The porn star.
He's dead.
Dead.
Last time we played, there was like a all ages kind of party, and it felt like, all right, get out of here, old people.
Yeah.
I watch them die.
But not this time. Johnny Holm Band's playing after we're done, so it's going to be a big A word party.
Sweet.
And I'm going to drink tonight.
Is ale.
That right?
Yeah.
That is right. And I'm thinking about roofing AJ.
Okay.
Is that all right?
I wouldn't yell that on the radio.
I said I was thinking about it.
It'll be the one Mountain Dew on the counter.
Yeah, good point.
It's gonna be. So what time does? At what time should I get there?
I would recommend getting there as early as possible. Honestly, we had the Rube Party at the Poorhouse back in 2014, and it was pretty full. We're going to pack the joint tonight. It's going to get packed. So get there early. If you want to get your hands on some of that KFAN gear, those new Rube Party hats and Rube Party t-shirts, you better get there early because those are limited run, limited supply.
You can see why.
And you can get them right away.
What time do festivities kick off officially?
6:30. The show starts at 6:30. Doors at 6. Show starts at 6:30.
When does Hockey's Band go on?
I believe 9.
Okay.
Why, is that when you're leaving?
Yeah, I'll be there 6:30 to 9.
Yeah, fine.
Well, I don't need a ride anywhere. You guys playing anywhere tomorrow? I get your ride. Yeah, aren't you playing?
We're going to the Minnesota United game. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to going to my first United game.
I'd rather stand in traffic.
I can't wait. It's going to be great. I love soccer. I love the team. I love the squad. I love the stadium.
When are you going?
Singing Wonderwall.
Are you going to...
You're going to the game?
Damn right I'm going to the game.
How much more would you like Allianz Field tomorrow if, as soon as they dropped the ball to kick it off, everyone was in go-karts and just drove around on the field and tried to knock the ball into the goal with cars?
Wouldn't that rip up the pitch, though?
Who cares?
Families around, I don't care. Families around Hockey would want to leave because he'd be going, get that bitch! Get that bitch!
I can't help myself. I become a... I just curse a lot when I play video games.
It's fine.
A lot. Not as loudly or as aggressively as you.
I have an issue.
Yeah, those controllers are $70 a piece, and you chucked them across the room.
I did not.
You threw your phone.
I did not.
I would never throw my phone. Mm.
Too many nudes?
I got a couple.
Yeah. Mm. Recently?
From me.
Of course.
Yeah. Why don't you share with the class?
Do you want to see them right now?
Yep.
Okay.
This is going to be a dude.
Here they go.
Yep.
Here they go.
Hawk.
Oh, what? Hello?
He stopped searching.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
I just want to tell you, I watched this lady last night, didn't have cab fare.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Did she get right out, or did they drive off anyway?
She got rode out for sure, but the guy in the cab got in the back seat to talk to her about it. Yep.
Did he help her? Were they looking for money between the seats?
No, that's as far as I made it.
Front Page Sports is brought to you by our friends at Early Bird Electric.
They hadn't even negotiated the price yet?
Thanks, Early Bird Electric.
I negotiated it.
The Minnesota Twins won 11-6 late last night against the Seattle Mariners. The Twins hit 4 home runs.
They're good.
Kicking ass. Yeah, so Cleveland won 14-7, a football score against the Baltimore Orioles of Anaheim, but still.
I told you guys.
You know anything about their bullpen?
Plenty of shows if you want to listen to Baltimore Oriole bullpen radio. There's an abundance of those.
Ball bag.
Yeah, me too.
Sick. Ooh, deadly women.
Sick.
How fun would it be if they made the playoffs, though? Playoff baseball, awesome. Not
competitive baseball is fun.
It is. It makes the summer so much better.
Oh my gosh.
To have as background noise, even. But it didn't count as the playoffs a couple years ago. That one game playoff sucks. That's dumb.
Yeah.
So
especially against the Yankees. And
yeah.
Hey, can I tell you guys something that I realized the other day?
Yeah.
when I had watched most of the movie Moneyball for the second day in a row.
Mm-hmm. Second day in a row?
Yeah, it was on IFC for some reason, 2 days in a row. Just
couldn't find the remote.
Change the channel.
By the way, Brad Pitt's fun to look at.
Your TV show's on. Charmed is on TNT, and they happen to be standing on the Golden Gate Bridge.
You know what channel that is?
Shocking, the water behind them is not moving. TNT, great point.
No, I understand that.
Is it 876?
If you're asking me, I'm telling you, I don't know.
He seems to be talking to Moses.
No, 876 is sports.
They had better. NFL.
Anyway, you were saying about Moneyball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. I, on the whole, very much more like movies about baseball than I do baseball.
That's understandable.
Sure. Yeah.
You have always been more about the story than about the competition.
Right. You always were a huge Major League fan.
Do you guys remember two giant stars who were in that film?
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
Jonah Hill.
Chris Pratt's in it?
He's on the A's.
One of the main characters a baseball player. And do you remember who the manager of the baseball team is?
Billy and 4C, the blind kid?
Close. Nope.
He's Billy Bob?
No longer with us.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
God, what a great actor he was.
He was great.
Golly.
I saw Moneyball once. I liked it, but I saw it once when it came out, the year it came out.
I really enjoy that film.
I tried to read the book.
That's boring.
Why would you read when they made a movie? Yeah.
I've looked everywhere for Charmed. You're lying to me. And
no, it's on TNT.
I can't find it.
TNT!
407.
No, my God!
407 Hogs.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Live PD's on, though, on 410.
Show, don't you?
Live PD is the absolute
best. It's a rerun.
Best. Dude, I know, it doesn't matter.
But listen, the set is always cold that they film this show on.
Yeah,
John.
And they're always in tank tops.
They're always in tank tops, and it's always freezing in there.
Hey, speaking of TV shows, did you see that somebody on Twitter post our... After our Kirk Cousins interview, somebody tweeted at Kentrell Brothers basically saying, I want to see a showdown between Corey and Kentrell at Office Trivia. He just tweeted back simply saying, quote, I'll win.
He's a good dude, man.
Let's have
He's a good dude. All right, I'll get that done. I like
Did you watch the Billie Eilish bit with Dwight?
No.
Damn.
I thought about typing up those questions that he asked her. It went viral last week. Did you see that or
no? Didn't see it, no.
It went viral because she was a savant of the Office trivia. I thought about typing up those questions and bringing them to you, but I had figured that you had seen the video.
I have not. How difficult are the questions in your mind?
I'll do it because they can be pretty difficult. We'll have them later in the show if there's time, but some of them are pretty difficult. Some of them were not as much. Mm. But I think I'll find them because I think it'll be interesting.
Something that Billie Eilish. Oh, go ahead.
Power Trip trivia game. Because I guarantee you, I probably couldn't get them right.
No, we were
like
we
about
learned
the
that.
Show?
Yeah, yeah, when we all three of us have done. Well, all five of us, I think, have done the Bets to the Roots quotes podcast. They know more about the show than we do.
Not even close. Yeah,
it's not even close.
Which is shocking because I'm amazed at the stuff you remember, Corey, about me that I've said years ago, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right.
But that's the exact bit right there.
Selective memory.
Yeah, and it's you. You know, you live every day. He doesn't, and those things stand out to him more than they do to you.
Speaking of living every day, it's time for the National Cash Contest. Listen to the fan every hour for your keyword and a shot to put a grand in your hand. Christopher Allen Hockey, this hour your keyword is race.
We gotta win this race.
Text the keyword, Chris.
We gotta win this race.
Oh, Hawk.
Standard text message.
Everybody loves that bit.
I love that.
Text 200-200, the keyword is race.
Hey, which friend has a third nipple?
Steve Chandler.
Oh.
Chandler's right.
Which of our friends?
Yeah, this is Friends trivia. Does. I thought we were doing Office trivia.
What did my... Oh, wrong show.
I mean, I know it's Chandler as well, but yeah, I don't think I would do... First of all, I don't even know if I would win against Kentrell Brothers. I'm not guaranteeing that I can. I've just seen it so many times, I think I would do well. But he seems very confident that he would win.
Make it happen.
All right, I'll get that done. I'm going to get that done.
Hey, man, Kirk Cousins is playing initials in a couple of weeks. That's badass.
Yeah, hell
of
course. It's
forget
when
Kentrell Brothers Office trivia. Let's have Kirk dominate initials.
What date is he playing?
It's 2 weeks from today.
The 31st.
31st. Yeah. 2 weeks from today.
That's right. Well, to quote the great Joe Smith, anything is possible!
That's not Joe Smith.
Yes. Joe Smith probably said that at some point.
I might stay and meet him that day.
No, you can't do that. What are you, a salesperson?
What are you, Mark Rosen?
You want to bring in some of your neighbors?
Inside jokes.
There's a lot of pictures here of people, and they're asking me to remember these people's names for these.
Who's they?
Pictures of people on the office.
Oh.
And this is not going to help
me. Like their characters' names?
Yeah.
So what shows should I get into during my paternity leave?
Oh, man.
You're having a kid?
Yeah.
Comedies or dramas?
Emmanuel.
I would prefer comedy.
Okay, have you seen The Office?
Just a couple episodes.
Let's start there.
Oh, really?
Start
there, yep. Yeah.
You love it. Netflix.
And I think my wife would like that. Yep. She likes comedies.
For sure.
And Parks and Rec bangs hard, too,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Start with The Office, though.
Okay.
Go Parks and Rec.
And how many seasons?
Nine.
But
when did they jump the shower, though?
You could give up after seven, but
Tommy loved it.
Tommy loved it. I liked the last season. Eight was...
The only good part of the last season, as I said yesterday, is the last episode where Dwight looks at Michael and says, "You came," and Michael says...
You know, out of context, this is way dirtier. You probably shouldn't say it without the context.
He showed up to his wedding.
Okay, but you gotta say that part. Otherwise, hey. It's really dirty.
He shows up to his wedding, and he says, "Never mind, we'll leave it."
Ryan starts the fire...
Ryan started the fire!
That whole episode was just... The best.
Dwight says the name of an employee who works at Dunder Mifflin for the first two seasons. She doesn't play an important role and is never heard from again. What's her name?
Oh my gosh, no idea. See, if Kentrell Brothers knows that, then he is a savant.
Yeah, then he wins.
Megan, Margaret, Marjorie, or Mary?
Marjorie.
I'm going Marjorie as well.
Same. Wow, I have no idea.
Neither do I.
None of those sound familiar.
A former accountant is brought up in an episode in which Michael reads from a suggestion box. The person is known to have killed himself. What is his name?
Oh,
Ron, Bob, Tom, or Jerry?
Tom.
Okay.
See, it's...
Yeah, because then Phyllis mouths the word Tom and then pretends to shoot herself in the head.
Oh, my God, really?
Multiple choice makes it a lot easier, though, did it? Because I saw your face kind of light up where you're like, that's it.
I wasn't sure until he said Tom. Sure. I would not have come up with it otherwise.
All right, there's only 10 questions, so we'll be quick here. Here we go. Hold on. Which singer made a song using the Office intro as a beat?
Okay, that's Billie Eilish. And that's not Office trivia.
Well, there's more than that. It's either Kanye West, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, or Drake.
Wasn't it Drake?
Oh, no. I'll just do that.
Yeah, who cares?
Who does Michael share a birthday with? Bruce Willis, Abraham Lincoln, Alan Rickman, or even Longoria?
Isn't it Longoria?
Yeah, I think so. And again, that's something I wouldn't have come up with unless...
When you hear that, and you're like...
Yep, then it's the right one.
Yeah.
What was Andy's birth name? Andrew Baines Bernard, Andrew Bernard Jr., Walter Bernard Jr., Walter Baines Bernard.
Well, it's between the last two, because he was originally Walter Jr., but then after his brother was born, his dad thought that Walter Jr. best fit his younger brother, so his name switched to Andrew.
Brilliant.
So then we'll go with Walter Bernard Jr.?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. What is Aaron's full name? Kelly Aaron Hannon? Aaron Kelly Hannon? Kelly Aaron Hannon? Or Aaron Kelly Hannon? They're spelled differently. Do you guys know? Well, does it matter?
Aaron's her middle name. What were the options?
So it's either Kelly with an E or Kelly without an E.
I have no idea if it's Kelly with an E or Kelly without an E, but it's Kelly Aaron Hannon then.
Isn't it with an E because doesn't she say when they make her birthday cake?
That's the other Kelly.
Oh, okay, my bad.
That's a good poll, though.
Yeah.
My
name only has one E.
Did I skip a question? Let's see. Who replaces Michael when he leaves Dunder Mifflin Season 5 for Michael Scott Paper Company? Charles Minor?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. What day does Jim propose to Pam? August 3rd, August 25th, August 11th, or August 19th?
No idea.
No idea.
I'm going 19th. With whom does Pam go on a date with after she calls off the wedding with Roy? Jim, Albert, Alfred, or Alan?
Alan was the comic strip writer.
Oh, yeah.
And lastly, in which city does Toby's brother live? Colorado Springs, Boulder, Aspen, or
Boulder.
Denver? No
How
kidding.
Do you know that?
All right, let me see how we did.
Michael
here.
And Holly moved to Boulder.
Oh, yeah.
We got 8 out of 10 questions correct, but it doesn't show me which
nice
one.
Nice job, Core.
Oh, yeah, it does. So you're right about Marjorie. You're right about Tom, who, Lil Wayne apparently did a song.
No one cares.
Eva Longoria was right. Walter Bernard Jr. was right. Kelly Aaron Hannon was right without an E. Charles Minor was right. You didn't know the August one. Boulder, Colorado was right, as you mentioned. Alan with the comedian was right.
He
as
was
well.
The one that looked down Pam's top, and I mean, come on, who wouldn't have?
Yeah, you can't help yourself.
And she covered up a little bit, and I'm like, well, come on, dude.
It's like, you're man, Pam how Beasley. Tight is that shirt? I mean, I can't help but look.
That is the correct answer.
Best go to break.
More of the Pop Trip Morning Show after this. Marnie Gellner in 40 minutes right here on The Fan.
The Fan.
The Fan.
Rube Party is tonight. Are you ready?
What time will that be?
I don't know. I know I go on at 9, I play till 10, and not a minute longer.
Sweet.
I don't care if we're in the middle, halfway through a song.
Wow.
Stop the music!
You just walk off?
Yep. No, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. We're playing 70s, 80s, 90s rock tonight.
Sweet, man.
You will know every song we play, I would guess. Creasel's going to come on stage, flop out his giant sack.
Jesus.
My wife told me to quit talking about my sack because she's like, it's making me look like I'm a freak.
Aww.
Like, it's not like that.
No.
It's not like Randy Marsh, you know, Buffalo Soldier style.
Oh, my God. That's one of the funniest moments ever on TV. The funniest moment ever on TV is the one we watched the other day with Rosie.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... It's funny how many of my favorite television moments are from that single show.
Did Paul tell you guys that in our suite last Friday, whose friend was that? Was that Eric's friend?
Yeah.
He's from Brazil and has never seen fart porn. Ever.
Yeah.
So I said, come up here, I need to show you something.
I thought that was required in Brazil.
Yeah, I thought so.
I thought everybody acted.
I showed him a bunch of videos. I think he's hooked.
Oh, my God.
It would be like someone from Chicago not knowing what deep dish pizza is.
God,
Similar.
So you guys went to the Twins game last Friday? Yeah, we did. What did you guys talk about? We didn't talk much. The Twins went. Don't know. We were watching Brazilian fart porn the entire game.
And my father-in-law was just shaking his head. Yeah. He's like, why did my daughter marry
me? Yes. Yeah,
right.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially because your sack was hanging out the bottom of your pants.
And you didn't even know.
And you were asking complete strangers to watch Brazilian fart porn.
Yeah, he loved it.
That's why
he
I love you.
Scene Bear loves it.
Of course he does.
Is he your little scene bear?
He likes what I tell him to like.
I love scene bear.
Would you guys stay in a Taco Bell hotel?
No.
Yeah?
Taco Bell announced it's opening a new luxury hotel this summer. It sounds like it's a limited time. I don't know what that means.
I mean, it's a publicity stunt.
Right, and it's working because I'm reading this, but I don't understand exactly what this is going to be, but it's called The Bell. It's going to be in Palm Springs, California for a limited time starting on August 9th. They have Taco Bell food and test items that you can't get anywhere else, a gift shop with Taco Bell merchandise, and a salon that will do, quote, Taco Bell-inspired nail art, haircuts, and braids.
Palm Springs is fantastic.
It really is.
It's so awesome.
So there's other hotels that you'd probably rather stay at than The Bell.
I don't know. That test kitchen sounds pretty nice.
Yeah. Taco Bell whales.
And the test kitchen probably has new stuff every week.
The Ritz-Carlton. What if they take over the Ritz-Carlton for a limited time? And that
I would rather stay at a hotel just called The Ritz that gave you free Ritz crackers than stay at The Bell.
Putting on The Ritz. Great point.
But you don't.
So last Friday, you read a story.
We heard that.
Last Friday, I think Hockey read the story about Taco Bell making swimwear.
Yeah.
And I looked at the photos. It's normal looking stuff with just Taco Bell logos and stuff on it. So it's not super weird.
Two pieces?
Yeah. Duh.
For you?
I need it.
Which part of the bathing suit, the bikini, correct, was the taco on?
Correct.
Well played.
Thank you
for.
I knew you were going.
Yeah, I got on Rocky, base got you. And you knocked me out.
That's right.
You got the RBI there.
Yesterday during the after party, in which Corey went somewhere and nearly died apparently, and then came in at the end. Zach Halverson, said that he has never had Taco Bell.
What?
Never.
Zach Beam.
Yeah, Zach Beam, and he doesn't like Mexican food at all.
Very quietly, he kind of eats like you, Corey.
Yeah.
Chicken fingers and his bit is pizza.
I don't think he's ever eaten quietly.
Wow.
He does everything quietly.
Yeah, I mean, he just,
sneaks up on you.
Yeah, he does. Right. He really does. Never had Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, everyone's had.
And well, that's
not everyone.
That's number one.
You've had something there.
Well,
cinnamon twist.
The cinnamon twist.
Yeah, those are whale.
But truly eating Taco Bell the way you guys are talking about it, no, I haven't.
Corey said the other cinnamon day that twist, a taco is maybe his, like,
It'd be dead last. Out of every food on the planet, that's really the one I think would be the last one I would ever
the
try.
The warm meat.
It just looks gross and wet and disgusting and mixing a whole bunch of foods that I wouldn't eat individually, let alone together.
I'm getting hard
part,
right now.
Yeah, the first so good.
The amount of money I'd have to get paid to truly try it and the bonus I'd have to receive if I could keep it down, which I wouldn't be able to, would be astronomical.
It is. The one that they built on the strip was the greatest idea. I bet they're printing money. It's always packed in there.
Always.
And it's like
working
the nightclub.
Yeah.
And they've got, you can buy alcoholic beverages.
Yeah.
The way they fill up the beers is amazing, too. It's a plastic cup, and it fills it from the bottom.
I've seen that. What? The pizza place.
Yeah, it fills from the
bottom. Matt Cleal's Pizza Place used to have that.
So there's a deal on the bottom, and the way it works is it pushes it up to fill the drink from the bottom, so then there's no spillage. Nothing like that. It's not overflowing. They're not wasting beer on the foam.
Yep.
And then the weight of it, when you pull it up from the metal deal that dispenses it in there, the weight pushes it down. So then.
Brilliant.
It's science.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's like Walking Dead when you go in there, though. Everyone is so lit and just they need food or they're going to die.
Right. And my favorite part about our power trip shows, because we do the shows at B-Dubs right around the corner, is we're walking by, 3 o'clock Vegas time?
Yeah.
So we are showered, starting our day, and here's these gals in cocktail dresses
without their shoes
on. Taco Bell,
or one shoe on.
Because you got
one of them's crying.
That's one of the best things ever. Is watching for baby giraffes.
Dobbs has for all their phone numbers
at that point of the night, or if you get up super early, like we do for that. You're seeing the end of their night, and they're just, they can't even walk in this way. Just all wobbly, bombed.
Baby giraffe.
Mascara running down their face.
Corey, what's the first thing on your list? If that's the last thing that you'd eat, what's the first thing that you're like, I don't like it, but I'd try it?
I grew up. I grew up. fish is something I got to add to my list because I grew up eating it. My dad used to make deep fried walleye.
Shoreline. What type of fish do you like?
It smells like trout.
Then you're supposed to throw it out, right?
That's what I've heard.
Okay,
Insert joke here. Oh, dude, sauce. What did you say? You were on base, and then Chris knocked you in.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, and everything I'm saying is 100% accurate. And let's all be adults.
I'll turn my mic.
I hadn't had fish since I was about 10 or 11 or 12.
I just
again, one of those
started.
One of those bad moments where I probably had a bad experience and that it's off my list.
Yeah.
When I went to Antigua on my honeymoon, I tried snapper. And it was incredible.
Hell yeah, it is.
And that's not a joke. So I've had fish exactly one time in the last 25 years.
You ever seen one cut grass?
It was weird. I came home going, you know what? I think I can do fish now. Haven't tried it since. That was, 6 years ago?
I have to do this. I apologize.
Walleye is so good.
I have to do this. I apologize, but I have to do it. It was red snapper, right?
I don't know. It was dark.
Lucky. By the way, Nikki Parrish just posted a picture.
That's the best.
They're in Rome. What is Parrish doing?
Drinking.
Sleeping.
Oh, he's sleeping.
Of course he is. Taking a nap in their lovely hotel room.
Only Mark would pay to fly halfway around the world to nap.
Dude. And I'm sure because he played in the NHL, he's allowed to, and anyone's allowed to. I guarantee you they flew first class. So he slept the whole way out there,
I
guarantee
it. He has the little ones with him. That's a lot of first-class tickets.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought it was just Tina's one.
Yeah. Man, I'll never forget. And John, this place we're going to Al Udeed again, okay, in Kuwait this coming Wednesday. The last time we went, Parrish and Saucy were with us. And there are probably 50 people in one barracks. And everybody's up and moving around, being loud, talking, laughing. He was sound asleep to the point where we had to shake him.
Yeah.
Literally shake him to wake him up. I've never seen anything like it.
It was the best.
I've never seen anybody sleep that much.
He's the best, man.
He's the best.
And he was right when we got him up, man. He was perfect.
0 to 100.
Yep. He's right to work. Yep. Helped everybody.
That's awesome.
Bat signal to our friend Bridget from Ocean Air. I should add fish to my diet before I die, right?
Yeah. It would probably be good for you.
That's super good for you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What really matters is next and Marnie Gellner in about 25 minutes. We'll play initials at 8:15. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
To the Fan.
Good morning, everybody.
This sounds like a church's song. Not now. For a second, though.
Right.
Gotta love that synth pop.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah.
Radio Gaga by Queen.
Great song.
You smell like baby barf.
Sick.
It's the remix. All right, it's time for What Really Matters. Scores and stats around the world of sports. In between, Chris will change your life with something else. Are you guys ready?
Well, let's do this.
Good morning, Jessica.
Abbott just sent me an email from a guy that we swear too much, I guess, and it's inappropriate language at 6 in the morning.
What did we say?
I have no idea.
I don't remember cursing.
It's not cussing if the FCC doesn't fine, right?
I don't think we swore. I think he's just offended by some of the things that I say. So I apologize.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it was definitely you.
Oh, yeah, but
I bet I know what he said.
What was it? Say it again.
Was it the Blue Chew commercial?
Yeah, did I swear?
No, I bet it was a JC comment.
Oh, I don't think I said the C part. Have I? Maybe I did. Well, I'm sorry you're offended, Bob.
Juan Castro?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Juan. Well.
Send me that after the show, Abbott. Find something else.
You ain't heard nothing yet, sir.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah. And quit your bitching. Brooks Koepka shot a 63 and set the course record. No bogeys, 7 birdies, has a one-shot lead. He has won 3 majors in the past 2 years. Can it be number 4? We'll find out. What really matters is this.
Thanks, Corey.
Well, hang on. Are they on the course yet? I just said he has a one-shot lead.
The first tee time, I think, is right now.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
What really matters, though, is this.
Good reminder. I'll watch it.
Typhoid Mary.
Typhoid whales.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
But Typhoid Mary did not whale. She was real, by the way. Notorious in the early 1900s. Notorious.
Still notorious.
Yeah. She was an Irish woman named Mary Mallon.
How'd she sound?
I've got typhoid.
Was she hot?
I bet she sounded like the certainly not lady.
Probably not.
Hawkwood.
Immigrated to the United States in the 1880s. She had no symptoms of typhoid fever. She carried the bacteria in her blood and could pass it on to other people. Because no doctor could convince her that this was true, because she didn't feel sick, she insisted on keeping her job as a cook. During her career, she infected at least 51 people, 3 of whom died before she was isolated in enforced quarantine for the last decades of her life.
I think that's how my dad was with STDs back in the day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's probably good for society. Lock them up.
Oh, that's not a great nickname. Hey, this is Typhoid Mary.
Yeah.
Didn't CCR write a song about her? Proud Mary.
Great bit. When's your next stand-up set?
I think in November. Quick PGA Championship update.
Whoa.
It has started. Danny Lee is 2 over through 3, so he's at -4.
Oh, hi, Danny.
Greasy. So he's now 3 back?
Off to a good start.
Yeah, but 2 over 33, yes. He's 3 back.
Hell yeah. All right. Yeah.
The Golden State Warriors came back from, I believe, 17 points down. That was the largest lead I was watching when I saw them in the third quarter. They erased that deficit pretty quickly. They came all the way back and win 114-111 over the Portland Trail Blazers. They take a 2-0 series lead. Despite Kevin Durant not playing, it sounds like he's missing at least games 3 and 4, and maybe more, but this definitely gives them even more time to get him back if they even need him for the Blazers series at all. What really matters is this.
This is the dumbest show of all time.
What, Live PD?
No.
Oh, she's on Charmed.
We're on Live PD now, because Charmed was unwatchably bad.
You're watching.
And it was on mute.
Are you watching Live PD right now?
No, I'm watching Charmed.
Because the cop on Live PD looks exactly like Kevin Gorgon. It's distracting us.
I know. I can't.
I know you're a non-believer, Corey, but the rest of us
in the Twins.
The rest of us believe in the Twins and in the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh,
there's a tale written in the year 565 A.D. that speaks of an Irish monk traveling through Scotland. While there, St. Columba, that was his name, he also solved mysteries and stuff like this.
Brilliant. I got it. Columbo, bro.
Anyway, sure. While there, St. Columba heard stories of a water beast. I'm interested.
Yeah, you've seen that film.
That attacked and killed the local people when they went into the river. Wanting to help, the monk used his friend as bait to lure the beast into sight, at which point Columbo commanded it to, "Go no further, you some bitch!
You shall not pass!"
The creature stopped,
so dumb,
swam back upstream, and that river is now known in Scotland as River Ness, which flows into the famous Loch Ness. So, the Loch Ness Monster has been around since 565 AD.
Wow.
That's because it doesn't exist, because that's nonsense, because you're an adult.
I mentioned to you guys earlier in the week that a bunch of Vikings guys got on Wombo Sports and streamed Fortnite the other day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The funniest part was their back and forth, you know, teammates just ribbing each other and having fun. They got in this big debate about where Loch Ness was, because none of them knew where it was. So
what were their guesses?
None of them guessed correctly.
Did any of them think it was in the United States?
No, it didn't go that far. But they couldn't figure out where it was until someone in the chat informed them of it. But then they're debating whether it's real and it's...
So it sounds like they had a lot of evidence.
They had a lot of evidence.
Got it.
I love the
convinced a lot of people in the chat.
I remember, like, back in the day, like, the National Enquirer, when it'd be like, Loch Ness spotted with child. And it would be like this miniature one that they...
And Batboy would be riding it.
Yeah, they totally horribly photoshopped to make it smaller. And it's like, okay. One time I saw that magazine and I was convinced that Loch Ness was in the lake I was in and I wouldn't go in the water. I'm not kidding.
You're one of the dumbest people I've ever met.
Yeah, you point that out every hour on the hour.
You didn't go into a lake because you thought the Loch Ness Monster was in it.
Yeah, I was scared.
What age were you? Please don't say anywhere near an adult. What?
11?
That's too old.
10.
Keep going.
34?
That sounds right. Cardinals cornerback Patrick Peterson got a 6-game suspension for PEDs.
Oops.
Want to know why that's kind of crazy? Not only is that suspension going to cost him $3.8 million.
That's a lot.
He is the 13th player ever to make the Pro Bowl in each of his first 8 seasons in the league. That streak is officially over because he is now absolutely ineligible. So even if he... jumps in week 7 and picks off 37 passes and breaks every record, can't go to the Pro Bowl in
a
year that you are...
That's a rule?
Yes. You are ineligible if you get popped for PEDs.
Wow. Which
so that streak is over.
Is also a huge... That could cost you a lot of money, too, if that's in your contract.
Pro Bowl berth?
Yeah, Pro Bowl thing, yeah.
$3.882 million for a 6-game suspension.
He's so good.
The Vikings do face the Cardinals this year, but it's preseason game number 3.
Which he can play in, right?
Correct. I believe you can, and again, who cares, though, right? So you're going to see him, but the Vikes don't square off against the Cardinals in the regular season.
We'll see Kyler. That'll be fun.
Yep. What really matters, though, is this.
Babies. Human babies. Are surprisingly different from the children that grow up to be. When they're born, their heads account for a quarter of their full body weight.
Oh, boy.
And the size of their brains will double in the first year of their life. Babies have 300 bones that eventually turn into 206 because they fuse together. But here's the weird thing. They have 10,000 taste buds that are all around their mouth. The taste buds not on the tongue eventually vanish. And you only have taste buds on your tongue.
So, essentially, like hypersensitivity.
Yeah.
But they only eat and drink milk.
Well, yeah.
Until they get baby food.
Yeah.
And that's why they always make a stink face when they get a bite of sweet potatoes or whatever.
Yeah. A lot of us grow up and chase that high the rest of our lives.
Yeah. That's right.
Mama June.
Babies also don't have a neck.
They also can't walk or talk. They're just a waste of time.
And their arms are really short.
They also aren't very hard workers.
They're financial drains.
They're lazy.
Yeah. A lot of parts of my body haven't grown since the day I was born.
They spend a lot of time with Hoots, though.
Yeah, Hoots are great. I'm a huge Hoots fan. That Bob guy's real offended now.
The Preakness is tomorrow. Bob Improbable Dylan. Is 5-2. He's your favorite. War of Will is 4-1. Another Twist of Fate is 6-1. Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore tomorrow. Of course, no Country House, no Maximum Security, no Omaha Beach. The A-listers aren't there, but somebody has to win. The Preakness. What really matters is this.
Tornadoes can develop over water, as you guys well know. Those are called water spouts. They suck up large amounts of water from a lake or from the sea, as well as whatever might be swimming in the water. If water spouts travel onto the land, winds decrease. Sometimes it rains fish.
Tornadoes are crazy.
Yeah. Raining fish.
Never seen one in person. That's rain. Something I went on a storm chase once.
And you
I
and saw Joe Nelson. Joe Nelson.
Yep, with Joe Nelson. That's, I saw a funnel cloud. We were in the right spot. It just didn't drop one. Watching Joe Nelson in a storm chase is something every American should do. There is not a more excited person on the... He'd be like, oh, look, it's going to drop one. It's going to drop one.
It's going to drop one.
Yeah, and Tim, who's the...
Hawk's dad's yelled that a lot.
Tim Purriton's he's the storm chaser. He's like, calm down, Joe. Calm down.
Look a little something like this.
That's the greatest photo ever right there.
Didn't it used to rain hard fish in your neighborhood, Creasel?
My old life.
Okay.
The fan.
Hi!
Is
your hog out?
It's out, and it's dragging on the floor.
Oh my God. 6 to midnight.
What do you mean?
Roughing up the suspect.
Roughing up my suspect.
Show news, boss.
Arrest my dirty whore.
Bye. As I say, every time we hear that, the button bar was weirded out by Joe Nelson.
Yeah, the button bar was weirded out, and the button bar absolutely confused the hell out of
me. He thought it was me.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. We should have done it on the air. We should still do that, by the way.
I love that guy.
Yeah, I do too.
He's
yeah.
so goofy.
Joe's the best.
I don't know why I've never isolated. What do you mean?
Yeah.
I need to get that.
Or my dirty whore.
Arrest my dirty whore. Oh, crap. Bob's going to email you again.
Yeah, I'm gonna hear it.
That is a curse.
Excessive carpooling is the charge right now on Live PD.
By, the Burger Battle guys are here, Christopher Allen Hockey, and so is Marnie. I'll go get them.
Praise the Lord. There you go, Bob.
Fan 5 is next. Power Trip Morning Show with Marnie Gellner right here on The Fan.
Fan. 651-99-5326, 1-800-320-5326. I have got a pair of passes, 3-day passes to Twin Cities Summer Jam, presented by Mystic Lake. That's right. Rock, pop, country come together. 3-day music festival in our own backyard. Aerosmith, Tim McGraw, Rascal Flatts, Pitbull, REO Speedwagon, Soul Asylum, Quiet Drive, and more.
Wow.
July 18, 19, 20, Canterbury Park. Presented by Mystic Lake. It is Twin City Summer Jam. All tickets on sale right now at tcsummerjam.com. You can get some for free right now, being the 11th caller. And buy your own tickets. Single day, 3-day, VIP, general admission. What do you want? We got it. Come on out. Let's party at Canterbury Park. Twin City Summer Jam, presented by Mystic Lake.
All right, my spirit animal has arrived. Her name is Marnie Gellner, and she's with us for the last couple of hours, including initials at 8:15. Hi, Marnie. Yes.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Trying to get my mind right.
Yeah.
Trying to lock in early.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Marnie.
Have a winning mentality. You can do this.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here.
Get your mind right.
How about your baseball team, Marnie?
They're kicking ass.
I fell asleep last night in like the fourth inning and the game was already out of hand. I felt good. I'd already seen like 4 home runs. It's incredible.
A little bit of fantastic.
Yeah, it is a little bit of fantastic.
It's and there's like this vibe in and around, you know. It's the fans, it's the team, it's in the clubhouse. There's like people are happy, everybody's smiling. There's this belief that we're gonna win the game today, and even if we don't, probably win the next 4. I mean, we gotta drop one here and there. There's just like this belief.
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to win.
What's the biggest change you've seen between Molitor and Baldelli?
Well, I mean, Rocco is different than a lot of coaches I've ever been around in that he's new school. And he's, at spring training, there was no set uniform. There's no uniform. It was, if you want short sleeves, long sleeves, you're in the windbreaker. Like, it was just what suits you? Do you need to show up at 7? Do you need to show up at 9? There's just this this sort of responsibility on the players to, hey, you take care of you. Do you need batting practice today? Then go take it. Do you not? Do you need to sleep and rest your body? Then go do that.
I'm so distracted because I'm
looking around the room and trying to make eye contact with people as I talk to people, and AJ's mouth is open and he's just staring at whatever
he's watching live show
you have
on.
Live PD.
This guy found a gun.
It's intense right now. Yeah.
Well, apparently Kevin Gorg's arresting people.
Yeah, well, wait till you see the guy.
I did see the guy.
Yeah, he looks exactly like Gorg. You know what? This is going to be the most Minnesota thing ever, though, this season. They've sucked forever and now they're red hot, right? They're the talk of the year, right? In MLB. They're going to make the postseason. They'll get knocked out in the first round and all the fans will go, I knew it. I knew it. We suck. It's the expectations change so quickly. We're so used to losing, and then when we feel winning, we put these super high expectations, and then we're devastated and go right back to ripping.
I think it's a protective
100%
shell that you form as a fan because you grow to love something or someone, or you get invested in this season, and Buxton becomes your favorite player, and you went to 5 games at Target Field, and you bought jerseys and you did all this and you're invested, and then if a team like that goes and breaks your heart, then you sort of justify it. It's like when Daenerys lit up an entire town and you're just heartbroken over it.
I thought it was hilarious.
Rosie left.
They deserved it.
It was not hilarious. It was heartbreaking. It was hard to watch.
In a good way though, right?
No, in a really bad way. I did not like it at all. I also just watched the season finale of Veep and I hated it. And it's been one of my all-time favorite shows.
You hated it? Like, you didn't think it was good, or you didn't like what part of it? Really?
The way that they took it? Like, the way
yeah,
the story went?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the episode was, like, most of those shows... Does anybody watch Veep?
No.
Rosie does.
Yeah, quite a bit.
It's such a good show.
Love it.
It's so funny. It's so funny. It's the swearing. It is the swearing. It's the creative ways that they swear, and the things that come out of Julia Louis-Dreyfus's mouth are astonishing, and... so hilarious.
But the show
went in a direction. I mean, the episode was an hour. Usually they're 28 minutes. So it was, I was in, and then it at the end, and then they forward like 7 years later, and then they forward like 25 years later. So they give you a scene and then a scene. And I, those last two scenes, I hated.
No kidding.
So was it a series finale or season?
Series.
Oh. Dunzo.
Oh, what?
That's so left a bad taste in your mouth.
What are we going to do?
I'm devastated.
I'm so sorry.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is one of my all-time favorite actor, actresses, anyone. And that show has been top five for me, probably. Mm. All time. Love it. And well, it wasn't her fault, but...
Yeah.
I blame her.
Ah!
And Chris, you haven't gotten to that point yet?
I haven't, but now I want to watch just the last episode. I can't imagine.
Where are you?
I'm sitting in the other studio. Yeah, I'm right here. I'm literally sitting behind. I'm right. Yeah. Are you okay?
No, I see you. I got you.
I'm spotty when it comes to Veep. So like, if it's on, I'll just watch it.
Okay.
So I'm not following the story.
Yeah, and you don't have to.
Right.
You kind of get it. But do you love some of the language?
I love it. And you're right. It's the way specifically she cusses. I love it. I love how angry she can get about the dumbest things.
And some of the words they use, they're just like, even to
the very first season when she pooped her pants. One of the funniest scenes I've ever seen.
It always kills.
But
how many seasons are there?
This was seven.
That's what I was going to say, too. So I think it's seven. It's so good, man. I'm telling you, it's very well written, very creative.
It's on HBO, so it's commercial-less. And when I watch it, I have to pause probably 3 or 4 times throughout the show because I have to pause it after a line and let the line sink in. Yeah. That's the kind of show that it is.
Yeah.
Where the words they use, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Now that it's over, I may watch it.
It's terribly inappropriate. If you are easily offended, you will not like the show. But if you like inappropriate humor.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Now that it's over, I might watch it from top to bottom, like from first to last.
Yeah,
but
tell me what you thought of the final episode when you watch it, because I don't have anyone to talk to about it, because Rosie's not here.
He died.
It's a Rosie to care.
And I saw him on whatever night you guys were at the Twins game, Saucy, but I hadn't watched the show yet.
It's his last day on Earth.
That was it?
Wow.
Did he get on an airplane?
What's it like spending significant amounts of time with meat sauce in a baseball press box?
It's kind of like Elvis or maybe Jesus himself walked in, because it's visitor after visitor. It's, hey, what do you want? Can we get you a hat? Oh, you like bubble gum? Can we get you some bubble gum from the dugout? It's like, can I get a picture? I'm like, this is the press box, people. We don't.
Yeah,
we don't
Lavelle's kind of a fanboy.
Did you get yelled at again in the press box, Paul?
No, I don't get yelled at anymore. I glare if I get yelled at. I'm kind of an a-hole.
Wow. Oh, okay. You run the place.
Oh, great. Rube party tonight, 6 to 10.
Great.
Yeah, I'll get yelled at.
Marnie, are you coming to the Rube party?
I hadn't planned on it.
Oh, okay. See how it is.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I wasn't invited, and then I heard some spiel this morning. Everybody's invited.
Everybody's right. Invited, yes.
Everybody is invited.
Just show up. Poorhouse tonight.
I thought it was a rub party, but
I'm sorry.
The line
now?
Would be so much longer.
Yeah.
A rub?
Yeah. Party? Rosie and your dad would already be in line.
They're right now, yeah.
Waiting.
They have a tent set up.
And Robert Kraft.
In more ways than one.
I've got to believe that this event is something where people just come up to you and then they do your line. They like run up to Sauce and they're like, yeah. Genius.
Yeah. Which is why Sauce hates these things sometimes.
Don't you think?
Because the Rubes think that they get to rip him the way we rip him.
Oh,
so,
no.
So people will come up and rip That's Sauce terrible. To his face, and Sauce does not do well with that.
It's the strangest kind of compliment, though. It. Because, like, they love the show so much that it feels like you're part of the gang.
Yeah.
Like, that's the vibe that the show puts out.
They're sure, in the round table.
But it's a backhanded compliment that kind of sucks.
Mm. I hate it more than anything.
Yeah. The best part of it.
I hope Marnie, I die before the party starts.
They bring you liquor.
I hope my heart stops.
Well, I would imagine there's a lot of liquor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's a rub party. There should
it's
be
a rub party.
Hell yeah, I want to do it.
Yeah. Sauce, you want to do sports?
I would love to do sports.
Cool.
Tell me when to stop because I have a lot.
I'd like you to start soon, and then I'd like you to impress Marnie because she's a professional. So this needs to be your best fan five of all time.
My presents impress Marnie.
You brought presents?
Wow, did you give me one?
Here's a hockey card.
Well, look at
thank
it's, you. It's Pete Peters.
So Marnie, just a quick heads up. About what, 2-3 months ago, we said, hey, why don't we let Sauce do one of these three sports updates because I get bored doing them. And basically what it's turned into is fact-checking for 2 minutes.
It's basically like when I was in high school and Corey goes through my tests and is like, wrong.
You just can't believe how often he makes mistakes when he wrote stuff down. And sometimes he writes things down but then says something else. He's like, yeah, I know, I wrote it down. I just said a different number.
I did a lot of drugs.
So the next couple of minutes, just keep your ears out for a mistake and immediately point them out if you
just
hear
jump
one.
On it.
Yes, jump on it. Paul.
Yes.
The Rubes are nicer than you.
Brought to you this hour by Culligan Bottled Water.
Hey, thanks, Culligan. The Twins won 11-6 over the Mariners last night in Seattle. The Twins scored 7 in the fourth and never looked back. Home runs by Crone, Kepler, Castro, and for the second straight game, Byron Buxton. Pineda got the win, going 7, striking out 6. The Twins improved to 28-15, and they lead the Central by 4.5 games. Same two teams tonight at 9:10. Martin Perez looks to avenge his only loss of the season. The Warriors storm back to take game 2 over the Blazers 114-111 and own a 2-0 series lead. The Warriors at halftime were down 15. Game 3 is tomorrow in Portland. Game 2 of the Bucks-Raptors is tonight at 7:30. The Bucks lead that series 1-0. They are the favorites by 6.5 points, that being the Bucks. The Bruins completed the sweep of the Hurricanes last night. 4-0. They await either the Sharks or the Blues for the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 4 of that series is tonight, and it is on this station. Patrick Peterson has a 6-game suspension for violating the league's performance-enhancing substance policy, and Brooks Koepka is your leader. Danny Lee follows him at +2 in the PGA Championship.
I had so many comments that I was going to insert, but there were no breaks.
I thought nailed it until the end because you left out some details in that final line. Otherwise, you nailed it.
I did what I leave out.
You said he was +2. You said he was right behind him at +2.
On the day, I meant he's -4, 3 back.
Got it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, very, very good, Paul.
Well done.
Marnie seemed very impressed.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You said you had comments.
Well, I mean, after that Twins.
That's talking, laughing.
I don't know where to look when I'm here. There's just voices in my head all the time.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
I want to treat you rough, show you around, spank, and slap you. Rose, slap your face.
Rosie's playing that from his home button bar.
Rub party tonight at the poorhouse.
Remember the last time Marnie was here and hockey played the Arthur Morgan bit and stopped it before it said, you sour old hag?
Yes.
I don't remember that. Thanks for bringing it up.
What were you saying, though? Something about the Twins.
I have no idea.
Twins did something.
Yeah, won a game.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, right. Bruno.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Zach Beam.
Robert Pattinson is now the reported front runner to be the next Batman.
Hawk, get the gun out.
Is that Edward from the
Twilight
movies?
Twilight? Robert Pattinson, your front runner for Batman.
I don't think I like that.
He's the, quote, top contender, according to the Hollywood Reporter.
That's hideous.
I mean, how many Batmans do we need?
Well, we need one.
There always has to be a Batman.
Just bring Christian Bale back and let Christopher Nolan do it right.
Correct.
Does there always have to be a Batman, as there always needs to be a Spider-Man?
As there always needs to be a James Bond.
Okay.
Just in the first meeting with Christian Bale, say, just talk in your normal voice. That's it.
That is kind of weird.
You're A+.
What are you doing?
That's terrible.
It was not a good one, but...
No, that wasn't the whole bit.
No.
That him talking is terrible.
That whole trilogy kicked
weird.
Ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Except for the one with the Joker is only good because of the Joker. The rest of that movie is horrific. Yeah.
But why not make more because they print money?
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's going to make money, so of course, keep making them.
Well, they kind of ruined it with
Affleck.
Affleck.
Yeah, he needs
acting. They soured everybody on Batman, which sucks.
Speaking of souring on Batman, it's time for our national cash contest.
Of souring
on Batman.
Oh, okay.
Listen to The Fan every hour for your keyword and a shot to put a grand in your hand. This hour, the keyword is water. Text water to 200-200 to enter. Standard text messaging and data rates may apply.
Marty, do you ever go to your job on Fox Sports and look around and be like, look at all these professional broadcasters. They work at their craft. They take what they do seriously.
Yes, you come into the power wear suits and stuff.
Right.
Our hair is combed.
Yeah.
I don't have
then you come in here and do the Power Trip Morning Show and look at the group that you're looking at right now and go, what is this?
Yeah, but you know what? I keep coming back.
You do.
There's something warm and welcoming. Something about not having a shower that just feels
right. Well, you're sitting next to Sauce.
I showered.
I thought you were a night shower.
No, I have to shower in the morning now.
Oh, you switched.
Yeah, I switched.
Have you stopped taking baths?
Yeah, I don't take baths.
Why
you don't take baths?
Why do you?
Because I sweat when I sleep.
My Lord, sweat when you sleep, though.
You sweat when you sleep.
Especially when a lady comes over.
Okay. Wobby.
Yeah, or Wobby.
How often do ladies come over?
Could you maybe, you know, lose the down comforter or whatever it is that you have that's
no, I bought a
you
new
know, making
blanket,
you sweat?
And last night I was sleeping in just my undies,
that's
and
gross.
It was too cold out because I left the window open and I nearly froze to death. So last night I didn't
You didn't sweat.
Great story.
Did you shower?
Compelling and rich.
Oh, but you didn't sweat, so I didn't know.
Yeah, I did. I've ruined it. I'm sorry.
Everyone did.
What's your thread count on your sheets?
Is it Egyptian cotton?
I think so. I bought them on Amazon. They're nice sheets.
Oh, good for you.
And they go over the greatest bed of all time, a Sleep Number 360.
Oh, good for you.
1 hour from now, Marnie Gellner takes her shot at initials yet again. What is this? Is this number three or four
for you? This will be three. This will be three.
Third time for you. 1 hour from now. You can guess on Twitter, hashtag PowerTrip. Who's going to win initials? AJ, Hawk, Marnie Gellner, or Meat Sauce? Those are the four competitors today. If you guess right, you are eligible to have your name drawn and win a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew, but you got to have the hashtag Power Trip. Bye, John.
Love you guys.
Love you, Johnny Creso.
We'll see you tonight at the Rub Party.
Rub Party. It's pronounced Rub Party.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
We're
going to
do it. We're going to draw a bigger crowd if we call it the Rub Party.
And if you live in Mankato or in the Twin Cities, come and see me tell my story at the MSU Mankato Auditorium next Thursday at 6 o'clock. We'll see you there.
Sweet.
Love you.
All right. More with Marnie Gellner after this. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The greatest event of all time is tomorrow, and I will be there. It's the 6th annual Twin Cities Burger Battle. It all goes down at St. Paul's Harriet Island tomorrow, May 18th. Local restaurants will compete for your vote and the title for the Burger Battle Champion. Tickets are available now at tcburgerbattle.com, or you can try to win your way in at kfan.com, keyword contest.
I smell burgers.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Are they out there?
Yeah, do you want one?
Did he slice them up yet?
Yeah.
Could you
slice them up?
Are the gentlemen in the studio with you
over
there?
Yeah, Jim's right here.
Jim, what kind of burgers we got out there, dude?
We got Chef
Executive Chef Joe Rulin from Herbie's on the Park here. He has the Herbie burger cut up and ready for everybody, so we'll start to pass them around.
Yes. What's on the Herbie burger?
I'll actually let Joe jump in here and let you know what's happening on.
And is it Herbie like Kent Herbeck?
No, it's Herbie as in Herb Brooks.
Oh!
Right by the X. On the Herbie burger, we have pickles, mayo, white cheddar, and our Minnesota raised beef on a potato bun from New French Bakery in Minneapolis.
All right.
It's really good. It's our top selling burger, so very good.
Sounds good.
Our patio's open, and it's a great place to have a burger, too.
So. Beauty!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The only guy that doesn't want one is the guy across from me, and it's something to do with how great that is.
He just, never had a burger in my life.
Never had one.
Why start now?
Right.
But really?
Oh, come on, Marty. How long?
I know you're a chicken fingers guy, but I didn't know you were anti-burger.
You have no idea.
Anti-normal food.
How? But is it the meat?
It's never been
the meat. Is it the idea?
We've never played this game. Name a major American food.
Careful.
And there's a 99.9% chance I've never had
it. I guess I realized you don't regularly eat them.
I've
I
never
did not
had
know
it.
You've never. Okay, pizza.
Never.
The
not
Beaver.
Once.
Mark!
Not one time.
Pizza?
Never.
What a slut.
Oh. Spaghetti?
The Beaver.
Mark!
With butter and pepper, sure. With no sauce, though. Sauce ain't happening.
So not sauce. So buttered noodles.
Buttered noodles.
So you
like
are my 9-year-old daughter.
No, your 9-year-old daughter should be offended.
She gets buttered noodles at Capitol Grill.
Yeah.
Oh, fancy.
Okay.
Brad.
Mac and cheese.
Don't do that. No.
The Beaver.
But I'm talking
corn dog.
No chance.
Answer Rosa
the Beaver.
Crust.
Never had a hot dog in my life. Never had corn dog. Never had tacos.
Chicken
seafood.
Wings.
No, can't do it.
The Beaver.
You chicken fingers.
Yes.
Chicken wings.
Not doing
chicken
it.
Chicken patty on a bun.
No, thank you.
The
grilled
Beaver.
Chicken sandwich.
No chance.
Chicken patty on a bun, Paul?
Fried chicken salad.
Absolutely not.
The Beaver.
Answer Rosie's question.
No, Mark! Yeah,
thank you,
I've never
thank
had
you.
Steak.
I knew it.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah, I should be dead. It's just a matter
roast
of
roast beef sandwich. Arby's.
Yeah,
you'd have to pay me $1.6 billion.
Rosen already asked him that.
Yeah, not happening. That's no, your kids are
the Beaver.
37 times better at eating than I am.
My son's
favorite food is filet with bearnaise sauce, and my daughter's is buttered noodles.
I'd rather jump off a bridge.
You'd hang out with my daughter.
You ready for this one?
Yep, go.
Bread.
Love it.
Cheese.
Love it.
Grilled cheese.
No chance.
But, yeah, answer Rosie's question while I eat this delicious bread.
Nachos.
But.
Sure, the chips by themselves, not with cheese on them. Gross.
Okay, do you love cheese only cold?
Basically just string cheese. I don't eat other kinds of cheese.
Just string.
Cheese curds.
I will
like
say,
cheese curds,
okay,
sure.
Okay. Oh, cheese curds.
And mozzarella sticks.
The white ones, not the orange ones.
Yeah, and also I don't use marinara sauce. That looks disgusting.
Are you high?
Interesting.
This is so good. Hugs, have you had one?
Now, are you emceeing tomorrow or are you judging tomorrow or both? What are you doing?
I think I do all the above.
Oh, you do all the above.
I'll be doing what I do best. Eating and complaining.
And judging.
And judging, yeah. Well said, yeah.
And talking.
If you had to make your favorite burger.
It'd be this one.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was going to give you a chance to build it from the bottom up.
It's not fair if you get a preview of one and you already have one in your mind that's going to win. You got to have an open mind tomorrow.
Be a medium burger.
Yep.
With white cheddar cheese on it, grilled onions, a ton of pickles, mayonnaise, and a toasted bun.
A toasted potato bun from your French bakery?
Yes, any bun.
Oh, interesting.
This bun wails.
Cheese?
Oh, yeah. More cheese the merrier.
That actually, even without this beautiful burger sitting in front of me, that would probably be my burger.
Is it gross
burger.
Watching me eat?
I'm going to turn the other way. It's fine.
It's listening to you.
She had to put up with that in the press box. She's seen you do it before. It's gross.
It's not that bad.
Well.
I actually had, I grabbed a couple of handfuls of bubble gum from the dugout for you.
I bought
some. And then I saw your tweet that you had two wheelbarrows full. So I was like,
one of them's here if you want some.
I'll chew this.
Oh, I saw that actually.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah,
but
exciting.
It's the sugared. Is it the flavored as well, or is it the straight bubblegum?
No, it was like apple or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's flavored. Yeah. There's a bunch of different flavors.
Yeah.
Augusto sweetheart saves our room for later.
Hey, speaking of flavors and stuff like that, how about this from Ben and Jerry's? Rolling out bags of their cookie dough bites.
Oh.
No ice cream, but the cookie dough bites from their ice cream.
Here's a blank check.
No thanks. Yes.
I'll be taking some of that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You would eat that?
All of it.
Would you eat a baked chocolate chip cookie.
Sure.
Okay. Sweets are kind of the exception, I guess.
Sugar works well with me. Okay. I don't know how I don't have
Rosie,
diabetes.
Rosie, he said he doesn't eat that.
Yeah. If I don't have diabetes by the time I'm 50, a lot of people are going to lose bets.
I don't think you'll live to 50.
Good point. Mainly because diabetes might take me out before that.
Or
speaking of how old somebody is,
me.
Today is the birthday of a very famous former Minnesota athlete.
John Randall.
No.
Ken
basketball
Herbeck.
Player.
Shane Heal.
He's 40.
Kevin Garnett.
Adam, years
Shane,
old.
Adam
right.
Boone.
Kevin Garnett is 43 years old.
Wow.
43. Yeah,
43.
Kevin mother bleeping Garnett.
Did you spend much time around Kevin Garnett, young lady?
Yeah, I absolutely did.
And?
For the most part, quite enjoyable. He was one of the few people that I have worked with who could really intimidate the hell out of me. Right. If he got the look in his face that he did not want to talk that day, and he's you know a solid foot taller than me, and he would just look straight down with those eyes, and I would just be like, I rescind my request.
Yeah,
but you're in a position where like you have to talk, like
yeah,
in certain
but
scenarios,
it wasn't,
post game,
I mean,
whatnot.
Like let's say after a practice or
sure,
you know after a morning shoot around when he doesn't actually have to speak. Like if it was after a game and they won. And we requested him, he would always do the interview. And he was always kind.
About an hour
and
later.
He dripped more sweat onto my hand than any player because of the way that his little
goatee thing,
yep,
Fu Manchu.
It was just thin enough that the sweat could pool off his face and onto his chin. Mm-hmm. And then Sponge. Right down my hand.
That's gross.
Yep.
That's disgusting.
Hey,
when you're
hazard of the job.
When you're off camera with KG, what percentage of his words were the F word? Just ballpark it.
I mean, 90? Over 50.
Over 50, right?
Over
50.
Swearing sweet.
Yeah.
But to this day, when he comes back, which he hasn't done a lot, but when he came back and played that half of a season or a couple months of a season, and when he was just back for that first Prince night, he's super friendly. There are hugs. He's got one of the greatest smiles I've ever seen on a human. He can be very warm.
That Sports Illustrated cover of him in Marbury.
Oh,
in
yeah. Yep.
That was cool.
Classic. Yeah. In all, he's a very enjoyable person. It was just like if he was locked in and something didn't go well, I just can see his eyes and that look where I'm not intimidated by a whole lot of people, but him I am. Prince is another one because when I first started here, Prince was a season ticket holder at Target Center. Remember? And he,
yeah.
Well, nobody asked.
I'm kidding.
Jagger over there, whose birthday it was.
Mick Jagger's over there!
Yep, Mick Jagger.
I can see his lips.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Marnie. I'm just joshing.
So the Prince was a season ticket holder, you were saying?
Yes, and Tom Hanneman used to tell me, you know, go over at any time. Just ask him. I mean, all he can say is no. Ask him if he wants to join the broadcast or just give you a couple answers. And I never even spoke to him. I never said hello to him. I was so intimidated by him. And he had security around him. And he would sit straight across from the Wolves bench in, like, the third row. It was kind of an odd spot to sit. But I regret having never spoken to him. I saw him in concert several times. I was in his presence. Never spoke to him.
Wow.
Too intimidated.
Do you think Kevin Garnett would be a disaster as an owner?
A disaster? No, that's a very strong word. I think he would put the right people around him. And I think that he would have to learn some things, and he totally understands that. But I think if it ever got to the point where he could be part of an ownership group, I think that would be a really good thing for the league.
It would be a disaster.
Do you think that he would be able to step back and not be Jerry Jones?
Maybe if as time passes, because now he's been retired for a couple of years. And I think that, I mean, and Jerry Jones never played, so it wasn't the time that he needed.
But sometimes
he's still meddling.
Sometimes playing is the detriment because you don't understand that you have special talent. You know, you think that that you can get somebody to do that. You know, Wayne Gretzky, some of these all-time greats, just they can't teach people to do it because
that's why sometimes the greatest players are not good coaches.
Yeah.
Because they could just do it.
And the good coaches barely made the league, you know, because they sat on the bench and watched.
Yes, and they had to be so good at the film study or perfect this technique because they just didn't have the ability. You're 100% right. Would KG be like that? I mean, I don't think so. I would hope he would have the right balance. I don't know. Is he going to be an owner? Is there news or something? Yeah, or are you just throwing it out
talks
there?
Talks about it.
Hawk's about to blow his brains out.
Not Kevin Garnett's, my own.
Yeah, his own.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't mean to put you in a weird spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Hockey would rather go to his own funeral than talk about basketball.
Yeah, he will, be nice.
But he will go to a soccer game if you pay him.
What are you talking about? I'm going on my own.
He'd go to a Wolves game if they paid him.
Yeah, good point.
I can't wait.
Any sporting event, if you pay him.
Have you not been to a Timberwolves game? Ever?
Oh, no, he has.
I have. I just can't remember the last time.
Would you go to a Lynx game this summer?
He's definitely been to Lynx games
all the time. Cheryl's my jam.
He hates basketball,
so it's not basketball.
Loves the Lynx.
No, I don't like basketball.
No, it is basketball.
NBA.
I only go to the Lynx because I love Cheryl.
Right, he also hates women's basketball. He hates the sport of basketball, but he loves Cheryl so much that he likes to support her.
That's right.
Do you like Cheryl's team?
Her what?
Team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Plus, Abby loves it, so he's a good dad.
If the Lynx and Cheryl played a different sport, he would probably have season tickets.
Yeah,
like Gopher football.
Right, then he would probably go to
Cheryl
every
could
game.
Probably play Gopher football.
Yeah.
Hockey once bought four Gopher season tickets and went one time.
And parking.
I didn't go at all.
No, he didn't
you
go
didn't
at all.
Go?
He drove halfway there and turned around.
That was going to be his family legacy. He was going to stay in his family for generations.
Oh, you are a beauty. You are a
waste of money.
True. He doesn't care.
I never win one time.
All right, Vikings news is next. We got a Kyle Rudolph update. It seems like there's a daily one. There's another one. Power Trip Morning Show with Marty Gellner. After this on The Fan. She said,
Marnie Gellner is in the house. Tonight is the Rube Party, the Poor House, brought to you by our friends at Jim Beam Peach. Drink up, Shriners, let's have some fun.
It's going to be fun.
And this is for the questions that don't have any answers.
It's a sweet venue, yeah.
It's stage.
Perfect for Rube Party.
John Bonus will dance. Ben Lieber's going to be there.
When you are on stage, is there a program? Or are you just Q&A-ing? Or are you dancing? Or are you singing? What's happening?
Well, 6:30 to 8, myself and Meat Sauce are doing a red carpet show. So when the A-listers from The Fan show up, like Tommy Olsen and John Kreisel, we will interview them. Sauce and I have had numerous meetings.
Yeah.
Planning out what we're going to talk about for an hour and a half.
I live very close to there, and Corey's coming over about 3.
To prep for it, for sure. We're going to get our questions written down. We're going to take it very seriously, because I clearly care about 6:30 to 8 p.m. ratings on a Friday night.
What are you guys wearing? It's red carpet. What are you wearing?
That's probably what we'll be asking. I can't tell you that.
Probably what I have on.
It's like the Met Gala for idiots.
Your t-shirt says The Met.
Yes. Pink socks.
I'll be wearing those.
Do you have a Better Call Mama t-shirt from SodaStick?
No, I should. Is that your bit?
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
There's probably a waiting list. I don't know.
Yeah. What else are you going to be wearing, Rosie? Sure.
Pink socks.
All
right, it's time for Vikings news.
It's time for Vikings news. Presented by
Radco!
You guys ready for your daily Kyle Rudolph update?
Bring it.
No.
Oh, okay. Have you been texting with him?
I plead the fifth.
I saw him this week.
At the Twins game?
Cool brag. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sweet brag, bro.
Was that for Skull Night at Target Field with Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
It looked like there was about, 10, 12 guys there, right, from the team?
Absolutely.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dustin Morris was just rolling them through.
Yeah.
They took batting practice.
And
did any of them have a good swing?
I don't know.
That would be a waste of time.
Brilliant. Yeah, when'd you get that? Have we had that for a while?
Yeah.
God, I love that button. Anthony Kiedis. Anyway, Kyle Rudolph, when asked if he would take a pay cut to stay, he just flat out said, quote, no way. Then he said, quote, no, I won't. I'm too young for that.
I don't blame him.
He said, quote, I don't want to go anywhere. We want to stay here. So, the weird spot that they're in now is they are under the cap, right? Because Kendricks restructured his deal and converted some of his money into a signing bonus so they can spread it out over 5 years. They're under. They got Garrett Bradbury signed. As long as they don't have any injuries, they technically could roll on with this roster for this year, and Kyle only has 1 year left on his deal. They could play it out, but clearly for the future, Kyle's got a lot of uncertainty because he doesn't have any guaranteed money beyond this year. So he has $7.6 million on the books for this year if he makes it to this year, right? If they don't trade him or release him or something crazy. He claims he's not taking a pay cut and he doesn't want to go anywhere. But he still wants a long-term deal. Still wants to stay here.
Well said.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
But now that they're under the cap, I like him just going, why would I take a pay cut? We're under the cap. See, screw you.
Do you remember...
They don't need me to do that.
The year that the offensive line fell apart. With all the injuries, and they had to sign. Was it Jake Long?
That's every year, according to our boss.
Jake Long came in.
Bill Long.
They didn't have any money to get anybody other than him, and he was a damaged goods and played one game and fell apart there too. They can't go into this season with no cap money. You can't.
Yeah, that's well, just don't get hurt.
Yeah,
that's pretty easy. Just don't get hurt.
Day one of training camp.
Like a great plan.
Guys, let's break it down. Don't get hurt.
Yeah, don't play as hard then. If you're going to play hard and get hurt, then just meat's take it down a notch. Yeah,
according to some of the websites that follow the salary cap, and I don't know how recently this has been updated, they're at like $1.1 million in cap space. So they have a little bit of wiggle room.
That's what hockey calls it.
What?
I'm trying too hard.
Yeah, you are definitely trying too hard.
I'm trying to impress.
At our planning meeting for the Rude Party red carpet, please don't bring up ideas like that joke.
I got one.
You got one what?
Well, an idea.
Go for it.
We'll go outside, and hockey will pour water on people.
More inside jokes. Nobody gets that.
Yeah, he's trying to perform for the pretty girl in the room.
Yeah, but Marnie didn't get the joke because it's a joke that only Chris and I get.
You've been really down on me this week.
Well, but I mean, you just went over two, and this is a major market morning radio show. We're supposed to entertain people. Marnie's bored out of her mind. She wants more burgers and leave. She wants to leave.
I like Kyle Rudolph, and I hope he stays. So that's all I was going to say. Do you mean water like from a bucket?
He thinks it'd be a good radio bit if we just dumped water on
people. Let's not beat a dead horse. Let's just move on. My ideas are terrible. I'm watching golf.
Do you have a date for me towards day?
Like a lady?
Whatever you like.
A
guy? It's fine. Guys, it's fine too.
Oh.
0-3.
June 19th. July 19th.
Is Kyle Rudolph invited?
Yeah. Yes.
Is Josh Duhamel invited?
Yes.
You know what? He texted me yesterday.
Oh, cool. Is that right?
Do you see his Instagram post? It's him standing.
Yeah, he's on some beach. He's walking on water.
He's standing on, like, I think an infinity pool. No shirt on. Abs galore.
This is his Instagram page?
Yeah. It's just him. Looks like he's just worked out. His muscles are glistening in the sun.
Hot.
Does Instagram allow nudity?
He has short shorts on. And
have you really looked at the picture much?
Duhamel's Instagram picture.
How do you spell
Duhamel? D-U-H.
He just posted a new one. It's him and just what he wears to bed.
Do you think he sweats?
I'll look it up.
Yeah, Corey's on it.
Tell me that date again. July what?
19th. Now, the key to it is...
Why is there a big 19th. Red X on your calendar?
We have to get Nick to show up.
He's here
town, yeah.
Nope. He didn't show up.
He didn't show up to town?
You said he was going to dinner last night.
He didn't. He didn't show up. He was going to be here for a month, and he's not here.
Or is he here and didn't show up to dinner?
No, he's definitely not here.
Is he ghosting you?
Yeah, that's okay.
Maybe he doesn't like you anymore.
That's fine.
That was hip.
Yeah, thank you, man.
You're with it, man.
Well done, Hogs.
On the 19th, are you taking like pot flies before the game again? Is it a thing?
Yeah, whatever Dustin wants.
You going to take Molly before the game?
I've never done it, but I probably would.
Cool. Make July 19th the day you try it.
Molly will show up.
You're sitting in those sweet seats right behind the plate?
Yep.
So it's a really exclusive
club. That's why like only people I... want to be
you advertise it or you talk about it and this date and then you don't share it with the people.
It's not my bit.
Whose bit is it?
Meat Sports Day.
We'll be at the Loon beforehand for like 3 hours.
Okay.
There you go.
Great babe.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, really what we're saying, Marnie, is Sauce has a whole bunch of dumb friends that he went to high school with that are just atrocious people. But he's moved on from them. Only when it's convenient for him. So when he can hang out with Jason Zucker and Kyle Rudolph, and he's going to go golfing with Kurt
Cousins, Anthony Towns,
the big cat. Mark Parrish, whoever, he'll hang out with his A-list buddies all day long. And then when they're all absolutely busy, once in a while he'll text his dumb high school friends and give them like an hour of his time.
That is correct.
And he goes right back to being, you know, Miller High Life.
They could join
my
him.
My text from Luke? Ooh, speed into the tree.
Okay.
They could just, so for example, your high school friends could come and see you at the Loon for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And then you'll go to the game, which will include pregame festivities. So it'll probably be a 4 to 5 hour commitment with you at Target Field. But then you'll be like, well, I can go to the Loon afterwards again.
Yeah, but they'll have to wait in line.
Right. His high school buddies could go to the Loon and get a
3.
Quick, right. Yeah. Get a quick picture. And then go sit in the upper deck and in the outfield.
Sure, yeah. Maybe see him on the big screen. Kiss cam time, whatever. Yeah,
right. Try to bring binoculars and maybe zoom in on that front row seat. And then, you know, look through their high school yearbook and remember when Paul was nice.
God bless vodka.
Yes.
Who will the VIPs at Meat Towards Day be this July 19th?
Me?
That's a terrible name.
Nick?
That's a terrible name.
Jason Zucker?
That's a terrible name.
Kyle Rudolph.
That's a terrible name.
Confirmed and confirmed?
Yeah, as long as they're...
Wobby.
Yeah, Wobby will not be in... Wobby, I don't think it'll fit in with that.
Ron
if,
Johnson.
What if the Minnesota sports world falls apart and Zucker gets traded and Rudolph gets something? And it's just you and Nick.
Scoggins. Chip Scoggins will be
that'll be Scoggins and Wobby. Yeah.
Kevin Gore.
And Gore, yeah.
Mike Yo.
Yeah, he'll be there as well. Who else will be there, Hawk?
Lake.
Dude. Probably. Yeah, anyone else?
Aaron Henderson.
Higher than a mother.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Lavelle.
Yeah. He will be there, but not sit in front row.
Ponder.
Probably not.
Tanner B.
No, he'd hate that.
Yeah, you guys hate each other.
No, I love
Trent Tucker.
He'd be invited. Yeah, he played with Michael Jordan.
He did. He's in the
zone. Matt Burke.
I don't think him and
Super Bowl champ
Nick JG. Would get along. No, he'd complain more than I would.
That's impossible.
Yeah,
Bob Boo.
Probably.
Okay.
Did you invite Josh?
Yeah, Nick did.
Okay. I noticed you didn't name him on your fingers.
I don't like to name drop. Cowboy. Yeah, a couple of cowboys will be there. Cowboy. Michael Irvin, Emmett Smith.
Marnie, can I give you two names that have never, ever been invited to Meat Towards Day?
Yes, are they in this room?
Corey Cove and Chris Hockey.
That's right. Yeah.
Not once.
Not one time. Oh,
I guess I'll give you a third name.
Marnie Gellner.
There you go.
You're going to be there, probably.
I haven't been invited.
You should walk right past
I don't
him.
Even
just
have to
him.
Work. Is
just
the
ignore
thing.
Him.
I don't have to work, so there will be no interview.
Oh, boys club, huh? No ladies invited or what?
That ruins the whole bit. You have to be there.
I'm hearing this for the first time.
Yeah, I hope.
And you didn't even have your mouth turned into the microphone.
No, he doesn't know what he's doing. I hope Nick backs out and the whole thing falls apart.
It did last year.
Yeah, was there one last year? Really?
Kind of. Fan 5 is next. We'll talk to Mr. Z about films. John Wick comes out. We'll ask him how that's going to do. And then Marnie Gellner takes her third crack at initials about 20 minutes from now on the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan. Real McCoy. And I'm headed out west, sucker, because I
want to be a cowboy, baby. Total traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. It's pretty quiet on the roadways. We do have an accident on Highway 61, southbound at 694, partially blocking the left lane. There's a report of a stall northbound 35W at 94. 35W northbound is tight from 50th up to 36th. Eastbound 494, tight from West Bush Lake to Highway 100. That's traffic on the Fan, sponsored by Panera Bread. At Panera, breakfast to go no longer means to settle. Wake up with a new maple glazed bacon, scrambled egg and cheese breakfast wrap and a Madagascar vanilla cold brew all ready to go with the push of a button. Panera, food is
loaded now.
Welcome hey, Hogs.
Back. Yeah, baby. Love.
Sorry I interrupted you.
No, you go ahead. I just was going to say welcome.
I talk
back.
Too much.
No, you're fine.
The Rube Party, presented by the Minnesota Lottery, is back. Just say I'm in and join fan personalities for drinks, food, and a live performance by Chris Hogsley at the Poorhouse in downtown Minneapolis tonight at 6. Stop in and see us. Plus, the Minnesota Lottery is going to give one lucky Rube $1,000. KFN.com, keyword Rube Party for more information.
I can't wait. This is going to be fun. I'm going to drink some pops.
Yeah.
I already got that Golden Light ready to go for me.
Hell yeah.
I know there's some Jim Beam Peach ready to roll as well. Hey, Marnie, put your headphones on for me. Marnie.
Hi.
Your friend over there?
Vanessa.
I was playing the song for her, but we ran out of time because the commercial break ended. But have you heard this new Thomas Rhett song? It's called Always Remember You Young. It's a freaking heave cry. This is a huge song. Just wait and see.
By the way, Vanessa is hands down, and it's not even close, my favorite Lambert.
Very sweet.
I mean, I don't like sauce much. I hate Dove.
What about Miranda?
You don't like Dove?
Oh, good point. Miranda's second then.
You don't like Dove?
Not at all.
Oh, dear.
Don't care for him one bit.
Why?
Is he coming tonight?
Oh, yeah.
What time?
I think at like 8.
All right, cool. Our show goes 6:30 to what, 7:55?
Yeah.
Tell him I said hi.
You're not going to wait for him?
Nope, I'm gone by 7:59.
Thanks.
I like this song.
Yeah, this is good. Hockey sobbed to this, I guarantee you.
Yeah, he's crying right now.
Yeah, that's because I slammed my wiener in the door.
On purpose, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does he care? All right, we talk film every Friday with Mr. Z on the Power Trip Morning Show. Hi, Mr. Z.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Before we get to John Wick Chapter 3, which comes out today, and supposedly supposed to be pretty good because the other two were supposedly pretty good. I haven't seen any of them. A movie note that I thought was a little bit interesting. Chris Rock is going to reboot the Saw franchise.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that as well. I read the... I haven't been informed on how involved he's going to be. But, you know, the first couple Saw movies were good. The first Saw I actually really enjoyed. And then they got just terrible by the end. So, yeah, I think it's rebootable, and I think I'm good with that.
So he came up with the idea, and he's producing it. One of the other producers says, quote, "When Chris Rock came to us and described in chilling detail his fantastic vision that reimagines and spins off the world of the notorious Jigsaw Killer, we were all in." So
yeah,
I don't know if he's writing it, but I guess the idea is his.
Yeah, sweet. He's, I mean, obviously he's got a... I hope that what that means is going to bring a dark sense of... you know, not a comedy, but kind of make it that the first Saw was kind of fun because it was so a little bit ridiculous, and it wasn't, you couldn't really take it that seriously. So hopefully he brings some dark humor to it. That would be great.
Right on. All right, John Wick Chapter 3. By the way, has anybody in this room seen any of the John Wicks?
I saw the first one.
And?
Exceedingly violent.
But good or just exceedingly violent for violence's sake?
If you like violent movies like... where a guy gets super angry because somebody killed his dog, then you'll like the movie.
That'll do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but you didn't see the dog's one. Journey. And then
yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. Brilliant. That's right, yeah.
So, yeah, John Wick is a really strange franchise. I've seen them. It's not really my type of movie, but, you know, I can appreciate it. But, you know, I thought there would be one. When they said they were doing a sequel to John Wick, I said, why in the world would you do a sequel to John Wick? But people love it. There, people who I sort of respect actually like the movie. So, John Wick 2 did like double what the first one did, and this one probably is going. It's really the whole movie is that almost everyone in the entire universe is an assassin, basically, in John Wick, and he's trying to usually escape from being assassinated. No matter what, if he's walking by a homeless guy, he's bound to be an assassin pretending to be a homeless guy.
Rosie. So.
Hey, is Keanu Reeves behind the scenes? Is he essentially notorious for being the nicest guy of all time?
I haven't met Keanu, but I think he has been humbled. I think that he's definitely knows his where you know he belongs, and the fact that he's teaming back up with Alex Winter to do Bill and Ted's 3, I think that kind of shows that he has a sense of humor about everything. So yeah, John Wick 3 will do $50+ million opening weekend for a very inexpensive movie.
Last thing, can we talk about what we were texting about?
Well, I can. There's still a moratorium, as you see.
I don't know what that means.
There's no.
We can't talk
no,
about it.
If you go to Rotten Tomatoes, there's no reviews on Aladdin.
Oh, okay, got it.
But yes, it is the Aladdin, and I think I can just basically say that. I can't review it necessarily, but I can say that I was extremely worried that it was going to be awful. Let me rephrase this. I'm not supposed to give a critique on it. I was worried that I was not going to be able to stand Will Smith, and that was not the case. I was able to tolerate it. So
That was a glowing review. Thanks, Mr. Z.
All right, you guys. Talk to you later.
Appreciate it. He thought he would hate every second that Will would speak or be seen. and he didn't.
Hockey will love it.
Yeah,
love
looks it. Good to me. You know, one of the things about, what's his face we were talking about, Keanu Reeves, mm-hmm. About being humbled and stuff like that. It also might have to do with the fact that he got points on The Matrix.
Yeah. And made, what, like $250 million?
Yeah. And that was just off the first one.
And that's not even an exaggeration, right? Yeah, I think it was like 200 or 250 yeah. million.
Right. It was DVD sales.
Off of The Matrix, yeah. Right? He took a back-end
all
of it. Deal.
Yeah, he took all kinds of stuff. I took a back-end deal once, and
Christopher,
I made $35. Yeah. I needed the money, and I didn't have any gas. And then I had gas when I was done. Weirdest thing ever.
But back to The Matrix. Didn't, again, this is the part of the charitable aspect. Didn't Keanu give a ton of that to the cast and the crew for 2 and 3?
That's good.
I think he paid it forward on some level. I don't remember the exact story.
According to this, he's worth $360 million.
Man. I'm a Keanu guy.
Yeah, I love him.
Point Break, man. Johnny Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's Abbott after he got another email. And I'm not funny today.
That's
all right. Sauce, was he Bill or Ted? Was he Bill S. Ooh. Preston or think, Ted Theodore Logan?
I think he was Bill.
He was Bill.
He was Ted?
He was Ted?
Was he the George Carlin character? Who was
that was
Carlin?
Rufus.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Man, he wailed.
He did. Let's do sports.
Nah.
Can't wait.
Oh, all right. Hold on.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Garage Solutions Minneapolis.
And GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. The Twins won last night. Like Marnie, you could have fallen asleep halfway through the game because it looked like it was over. The Mariners put up some runs later, but they ended up losing to the Twins 11-6. The Twins hit 4 home runs.
And apparently, the truck went down or something. Isn't that right?
The Seattle TV truck or something?
There were like all kinds of weird camera angles. Did you notice that during the game?
I was asleep long before that game was over.
Oh, I just didn't know if you wanted any insight, since we have a producer in the room who knows what happened, and I don't understand that side of the business.
Hockey's in the other room.
Oh.
I would like to talk to her about producing stuff.
You would like to talk to Fox Sports North producer Vanessa Lambert.
Vanessa Lambert.
Hey, that's my
in
last
studio
name.
Today.
Yeah, we have too many Lamberts on the show.
Is
right
Miranda
now.
Here?
And I'd like to keep Vanessa, so let's just do the math here. Hi, Vanessa.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Vanessa?
You intentionally and willingly came in to watch this garbage?
I did.
Oh, cool. Why not?
Marnie invited me. We kind of gave her some slack, the Wolves crew, a while ago about thanks for mm-hmm. the invite. So here we are. And I'm the only one who showed. So. Yeah.
Sounds right.
Invite went out. Yeah. One person came in. Sort of like Meat Swords Day.
Ooh, that one runs deep over there.
Oh, there's the death stare.
There it is.
That look like Kevin Garnett?
You're off his list now.
Yeah, you make fun of me once.
It's over
you're
for
dead
you.
To me.
Yeah, yeah. Vanessa, may I ask you some questions?
Sure.
Fantastic. How long have you been at your chosen profession?
I've in Minneapolis.
Or just period. How long have you been producing television shows?
Well, give or take, I've been producing probably about 8 years, but I've been in the business about almost 14.
Because you look like you're 21.
Thank you.
Are you the only the female producer in the NBA? Regular
two.
Team producer?
There's two.
There are two, and one of them is in this room.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, two's enough.
Wow.
Can you tell me...
He speaks for Rosie.
Vanessa, can you tell me exactly what a producer does?
Ooh, I don't know if we have enough time.
Yeah. Are you in the truck, if you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, so you're in the truck going, roll camera 5, tell Marnie she got a booger. That kind of thing?
Some of those are director duties, but... Okay.
She would be booger duty.
Yes, booger duty would be mine.
Oh, good. Wow. Good. Okay. Do you come up with the storylines and tell your talent what they need to be talking about?
Yes. Sometimes it's a collective group of people. Mm-hmm. I'll get some opinions from talent, but mostly me, yes.
Do you have confines you have to stay within when it comes to time and stuff like that a lot?
Yes.
Is that the hardest part of your job?
Not necessarily. If I was doing the pregame show is probably a little bit more strict because you have to be off by a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
But for games, we just need to make sure we don't miss first pitch, opening tip, puck drop, kickoff, things like that.
Right.
Vanessa's very good at her job because she's very organized and she's
we could do without
precise.
The brown nosing right now. Okay. You could just
tell him what Jim Pete calls you. What does Jim Pete call you?
Bossy two.
Oh.
Bossy who's bossy
two.
One?
His bossy one is his wife, Tika,
okay,
who we love.
Right.
We love her.
We love Jim Pete.
I am bossy two, which is fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because she got to keep him in his place.
Right.
Is it infinitely easier to produce a game when the team is good as opposed to when they're losing?
100%.
That's a great question, Cor.
Thanks, Paul.
Interesting.
Yeah, man.
Just because the storyline, you're grasping for straws when the team sucks on a nightly basis,
yes.
Right? It's what could we possibly say about this team again?
Yes, or the same players over and over.
Right, but with the Twins, when the Twins are on a run like this, it's just printing money. Because you can just throw a dart and there's a cool story or a cool angle.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, yep. We are totally covered.
And what happened last night, I saw your tweet, and that was the first I understood a little bit about the cameras and the truck and the problem with the game last night in Seattle.
Yeah, what so a lot of times we kind of are part of what we call a dual feed. A lot of the sports regionals around the country will save some money and not necessarily set up an entire, you know, the same number of cameras, especially when you're on the road. So in our case last night, we had three of our own cameras, which were the only three that you saw for about two and a half innings. The Seattle truck lost power, meaning all of their cameras, everything went down. They had no broadcast on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so
that's bad.
We obviously were banking on having some of their cameras, which we didn't. So that's why you saw a three-camera baseball show
for two innings.
And normally you would see.
Don't be mean, Rosie.
Normally we probably have into our truck about 10 to 12 cameras total. Wow. On a given day.
Wow.
That sucks.
Let's pretend Marnie's not right over there, okay?
Oh, boy.
I like what she does. She's really good at television stuff.
Who?
Marnie Gelman.
I said one thing.
Yeah. That's it.
It's over. Yeah, you never get another chance. Tell me why Marnie's so good.
At her job or as a person?
No, she's not a good really person.
That's a fair follow-up,
I'm not sure
Vanessa.
That she's a good person.
But, she's a great person, by the way.
Okay, all right, but what about at her job? But tell me why she's
also great at her job. I think she has fun. People relate to her. I think, you know, Marnie from Minot Nodak, we all know that. And people love her. People see her out in public and flock to her. They are huge fans.
I am no meets us.
But I think, you know, she has fun at work, and everyone likes her.
Tell me what she does terribly.
Rosie, what is she bad at?
I knew that was coming.
An internal clock.
A what?
Internal clock.
Yeah, so she just goes on and on and on and on, right? She does that
she
on
just
this
has
show
so much
time.
To say. She gets so excited, she can't help herself.
Yeah, right.
You know Kevin Gorg.
Rap.
Do you know Kevin Gorg once saw Hangover 2 twice opening weekend?
Do you know how many times he saw A Star Is Born? Because it might be double digits.
It was nine in the theater last time I asked him.
Oh, I love that film.
Nine in the theater
animal.
Last
time. That's like a 12-year-old girl in 1997 going to see Titanic.
Hockey cried at Sex in the City too. By
he
the
did.
Way.
True story.
Well, it was a very sad moment, and I stand up and say I don't mind that a bit.
I cried a lot of things. So
I like
it's
to
okay.
cry. Crying's good for you.
It's healthy.
It is.
Hallmark commercials.
I do it a lot at my apartment.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, we all laugh. It's the best. One last thing for Vanessa Lambert, who is the producer, one of the producers for. All kinds of things, NBA, baseball.
And was producing on Meat Sports Day.
I was very much responsible for God Bless Vodka.
Right. God Bless Vodka.
What's it like having the greatest last name of all time?
It's a lot to live up to.
Sorry about that.
I know. Thank you. My sister likes to tell everyone that Miranda's our cousin, and some people believe it. Mm. Not true, but...
You should start saying Paul is
my
cousin.
I do get a lot of people ask me if I'm related to Meat Sauce, and I say...
What do you say?
No.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
No, it's all...
No, you're on
no
my
worries.
List.
Thank you.
Of the three gentlemen who you are looking at right now, Corey Cove, Meat Sauce, Paul myself, I'm Chris Hockey.
I think I know where
I think
this
you're
is
fantastic.
Going.
Which of us would be the best on television, do you think?
Ooh, would you go through hair and makeup first?
I don't have any hair.
And I have, I need a lot of a makeup.
Because he ran out.
especially the eyeshadow.
I would say all for sure for different reasons. I think it depends what kind of show you're doing too.
Mm. Yeah, are we off the rails? Are we loose and free?
Are we doing math?
Do you have to read a prompter?
Do we have to read?
Yeah. Is it science related? Because I'm out.
Thank you for Miranda, by the way.
Yeah, man. It's the best. Right?
I'll let Marnie sing.
How do you think Marnie's going to do in initials? She's done well.
That's her singing, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Or humming.
Not one of my top Miranda songs.
Oh, really?
I got her maybe two, three.
That's what she gets.
That's
is
her,
two.
Usually her range.
Let's see if she can shock the world.
Hockey's two for two with two. Of twos.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, now this is a jam.
Yeah. This is a jam. Vanessa, I find you charming.
Thank you. You
fascinating.
Too.
Fascinating. I think what you do is fascinating.
County Road 233.
Barney, it's not about you at this moment.
Under my seat.
What? He hates when the spotlight's not on him, Marnie.
I don't know why you stopped.
He makes bail. It's always about
Help me,
Marnie.
Vanessa.
Nope. It's too early. I'm headed straight for hell.
Where's that damn internal clock?
Do you guys ever get hammered on the road and go sing karaoke?
No comment.
Okay. Film that. Text it to us. Initials is next. Power Trip 1-2 on the Fan.
And shook me like a rag doll. Don't that sound like a real man? I'm gonna show what little girls are made of.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with
Fan? Man, what a sweet jam.
Marnie.
Is this Chris Hockey Band?
Marnie!
What you got? Oh.
Every time you go. Oh,
no, it's Miranda.
You shut your mouth. This is Miranda.
You shut your mouth.
Speaking of Miranda, I'm glad that I started the webcam on Twitch a segment early today because we got to capture your singing right before we went to break. Oh. Everyone got to, yeah, there's little moves to it too. Everyone got to see it. So wave to the camera. If you want to see it, twitch.com. I'm sorry, twitch.tv/powertripkfan.
Oh, this is gonna.
I should be. Be used to the cold.
That's a hard note. You hit it. Nice job. Good job, you. You can sing.
I got one key. Vanessa's gift.
Who sings this?
Miranda. Duh.
Thanks for listening.
Don't tell me to let her. Don't tell me.
Leave it to her. Just kidding. I'm sorry.
This song is about Blake Shelton's brother dying.
That's right. Yeah.
And he couldn't sing the song. It's too emotional. So right. She recorded it.
Oh, good thing you
said that. And it's beautiful.
That's depressing. Why did you Mark! Bring that up?
You went away.
Mark!
How dare you? I miss you.
This is out of my range. I'll let you go.
They say I'll be okay.
Get over you.
That's about his brother.
African whore. It. What?
Yeah. What?
But did you see? I didn't stop. I just kept
stop.
Going.
That's why I love you.
Just kept going.
Just kept on moving.
Now, if you hit me with Sarah Evans before this day is out, good lordy.
We all get to pick our victory song, Marnie, for when we win the initials game.
Going to happen.
So Sarah Evans can
yeah,
be
the victory. Suds in the bucket. Yeah. Suds in my ringtone for like 15 years.
That's good embarrassing. Lordy. You still use a ringtone? What do you use?
You just vibrate all the time?
Whoa.
Yeah, he never leaves the house.
It's time for initials on the Power Trip.
You're blocked.
Presented by Mountain Dew. Ooh,
that is correct. You have the Mountain Dew game fuel in there right now, Chris?
Oh. Solid sip.
Thanks. Solid Hell yeah. sip. That's Mountain Dew so Amp good. Game Fuel. Four flavors available. 16-ounce, no-slip grip, resealable can. Grab one today. Marnie? Here you go.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Drink up.
We play initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. It can be anything. These 12 items share the same initials, and these four competitors don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. I start reading clues. Each item has 6 clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're up for the remainder of just that item. We play best out of 12. The all-time record is 9. Held by Sauce and AJ. You have to pronounce it correctly. You cannot use computers or cell phones or Periscope to cheat.
Christopher?
What?
Nothing. Is Periscope still a thing?
Chris
yeah,
loves
yeah,
it.
Man, I do it all the time.
Oh, do
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Good
I
for Periscope.
Periscope.
Right on. Great. The all-time wins leader is AJ Mansoor. You have 87 career victories. Oh, hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey. Thanks, man. Really appreciate that intro. If I win today, you can head over to the Rival House in downtown St. Paul. They're going to give you a free tap beer and $3 initials appetizer all weekend long. Just tell your server that AJ won the initials game at the Rival House.
Second all-time with 83 career victories is the fans, Paul Lambert.
Whoa. If I win, everyone gets $75 off their purchase of Twin City Summer Jam tickets, single day general admission, which is July 18th, 19th, and 20th. It's immediately after I win through Sunday of this weekend at tcsummerjam.com.
$75 off tickets to Twin City Summer Jam presented by Mystic Lake.
Promo code initials.
Is Rascal Flatts going to be there?
Yes, okay. Rascal Flatts. Oh. And REO Speedwagon opens for them.
I know. That's
and
REO, Soul
Asylum opens up for them. That's right.
That's my show.
And Quiet Drive before that.
Third all-time with 54 career victories is the fans, Chris Hockey.
Hello, my name is Chris Hockey, and I'm here thanks to my friends at Radco. If I win today, you'll get 10% off your online order all weekend long using the promo code initials at radco.com. Peace.
Zero career victories, but four career points.
Yeah.
Just wow. 880 behind Meat Sauce is Fox Sports North's Marty Gellner.
Thank you, Corey. Currently accepting offers for sponsorships. The lines have been quiet, but if I do win, we'll hear Suds in the Bucket by Sarah Evans.
So we will not hear Suds in the Bucket.
Oh, well, there's that.
Jeez, Hockey! Whoa.
Come on, Marty, you can do this.
Rosie, quit pressing the button.
Don't let any of their sponsors get paid.
Hockey is...
Just win.
Yeah, Hockey's going to get fired. Bob's pissed, man.
Bob.
Pitten?
Bob Geldof?
The guy that emailed us.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot that happened.
Yeah.
About too much swearing?
Marty thinks she's... Marty seems very nervous.
She's loose. No, she's good.
I took off my sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's warm.
Vanessa's here, yeah. Right? So now you got a friend, Paris, staring at you, pressuring you.
Got a friend in me.
She's doing sloth impersonations like Chris does.
All right, you have to pronounce the answers correctly. Yell out your name loudly and clearly. Here we go. The initials. For the second time in 3 weeks, we have double initials.
Crap.
It was FF a couple of weeks ago. Today, it's SS.
Oh, boy.
The double S's. Game 256 in initials history. Here we go. SS, item one.
Clue number one.
Debuted in 2004.
Clue number two.
Originally from New York City.
New York City.
Hit a rope. It's an old-ass reference.
Clue number three.
Had its IPO in 2014.
Clue number four.
Its logo is mostly black and green.
Clue number five.
According to its website, there are exactly two in Minnesota. Last but not least.
Hawk.
Clue.
Oh, go for it.
Shake Shack.
That's right. Boogs.
Shake
Nice
Shack.
Job, Hogs.
Vanessa knew it.
That whale's age. Have you been there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Started as a hot dog cart.
I think I went there with Tim Hyde.
The one in the mall, but where's there another one?
Edina, I think one just opened.
I think that's the other one.
Your mom's house
very recently.
Yeah, I know. Yep. My mom's got one in her backyard.
Hawk leads one zip. Here's item two of double S.
Clue number one.
Commonly shortened to just the last six letters.
Hawk.
No.
Okay.
Seattle Supersonics.
That's right.
Oh, what the hell?
Oh,
whoa.
Man.
Hockey.
Hi.
What just happened?
Do you know, can you name two players?
Ever.
I didn't even think they were still in the league.
They're not.
Okay, good.
Nice job.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Great job, babe.
Thank you.
Maybe the most floored I've ever been in initials history. That you were ready for that and still knew that that fit.
Nice job, Hogs.
Thank you.
I was counting numbers on
God
my hands.
Dang.
Thank you.
Hawk leads 2-0. That was unbelievable. Hawk leads 2-0. Here's item 3 of SS.
Clue number 1.
This features 4 letters.
Clue Marnie. Number 2.
Whoa, okay.
Stop sign!
That's right.
Whoa!
Oh my God.
Boom!
Oh my God.
She
screams it into the mic.
Wow.
Linda Blair, don't scream.
That's awesome, Marnie. Good job.
Isn't it fun when it clicks
yes,
and you know it?
Yes, because usually it does not.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Wow, good work. Okay.
That was great.
That was a rush.
The two people that have combined for, 170 wins? They have 0. Hawk has 2. Marnie has 1. Here's item 4 of SS.
Good people.
Clue number 1.
Included in Billy Joel's song Pressure.
Clue number 2.
Has connections to Jessica Alba, Jim Carrey, Tom Cruise, Leonardo DiCaprio, and many more.
Clue number 3.
Includes a compulsive eater.
Clue number 4.
Its theme's title is a question.
Clue Clue number five.
1985's The Return of the Living Dead featured characters Ernie Kaltenbrunner and Bert...
Hawk.
Yep.
Sesame Street.
That's right. Wow.
What in the world?
What's the theme with a question mark? What is that?
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
I had to get almost all the way through the song lyrics to the Billy Joel song before I figured it out.
He talks about it?
What?
Did he write the song?
No, he says the words Sesame Street in the song Pressure.
Oh, the song that goes dun 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 dun.
Under pressure.
No.
Oh, that's the song I was rolling through my head.
Wrong one.
Chris
dominating. Hawk has three. Marnie has one. Here's item five of Double S.
Good persons.
Clue number one.
Frequently found in bowls.
Clue number two.
Connected to the Apollos in 2019.
Clue number three.
In 2002, signed a 5-year, $25 million deal with an NFL team.
Paul?
Okay.
Shannon Sharp?
Sauce out for the remainder of item five.
Clue number four.
Won the Heisman Trophy.
Oh, damn it.
Clue number five.
Is in the College Football Hall of Fame as a player and as a coach.
Hot.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Hawk, Steve Spurrier.
No.
I didn't hit the buzzer.
Marty.
I never hit the buzzer. I said one, but I never hit the buzzer for zero. He got in before the buzzer.
I don't know about that.
I did.
Well, the buzzer never
hit.
It was before that sound.
Before he makes the rules.
He's going to get 10.
Yeah. Steve Spurrier. Jeez. All right. Hawk with four.
I could not pull that first name. How dumb am I?
Dumb.
Some would argue you didn't.
Hawk.
Who's your wife?
Yikes.
Win up high for it!
Hawk has four, Marnie has
one. Good thing you buzzed in again, though.
Good thing
Marnie's
here.
Item six of SS.
Clue number one.
Connected to transportation.
Clue number two.
In a true historic sense of the term, there have actually been 14, but many others have been called this since 1997.
Clue number three.
This has connections to the Giants and the Dodgers.
Marnie.
Okay. Oh. Marnie was slightly first.
Shoot.
Subway Series.
Yes.
Right. Oh,
dang it, Marnie.
Oh, yeah. Marnie.
Golly.
Look at the good guys dominating.
Good persons.
A first half sweep for the good players. And by the way, Marnie, this is your third appearance on Initials, and you are already guaranteed a third consecutive game of two. That's pretty goddamn good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
feels good. Thank you.
It's not over. Chris is putting on a show, but you could still catch him. It's not over yet. The other two have done absolutely nothing so far, which is a lot of fun.
I almost buzzed in.
Hawk has four. Guess. Marnie has two. We're halfway through the game of SS. Here's item seven.
Clue number one.
Appeared in...
Clue number one.
Appeared in 2007's B-movie.
Clue number two.
Debuted in 1969.
Clue number three.
Was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for 4 weeks.
Hawk.
Okay.
Sugar.
That's right.
Oh, I did not know that.
Holy cow, dude. You're locked in today.
Watched that movie yesterday.
That's super rare.
Is that a
and obscure.
Song?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honey.
That bit. Hockey which is why it was in the B movie. Chris is locked on, man. Five for Hawk, two for Marnie.
Really
we are seven
good.
Down,
AJ
five to go.
Shut out.
Here's item eight.
Maybe.
Item eight of Double S.
Clue number one.
Debuted in 1996.
Clue number two.
Has many noteworthy siblings.
Paul.
Okay. Five. Four, three.
Shannon Sharp.
He's got one. He's
out for the remainder of item eight.
I'm bad.
Clue number three.
Has endured horrific abuse.
Clue number four.
Has been married.
Meat sauce.
You blew it!
What?
What happened? Why am I just hearing about this now?
The place across the street happened.
Mm. Okay.
Arby's?
Everybody's still paying attention?
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Yeah.
Clue number five.
Her father was executed.
AJ.
Yep.
Sansa Stark.
That's right.
No! Oh, dang it!
Nice job, Age.
Sansa Stark.
Way to go.
Game of Thrones finale Sunday night.
Oh, I never got that.
Hawk has five. Marnie has two. AJ gets Sansa Stark, and he's on the board. Here's item nine of Double S. Marnie, you got to get three out of the last four. Yeah. Technically, by the way, since there's four remaining and Chris has a three-point lead, if Chris gets any of the remaining four, he locks up the victory.
No,
here's item nine of Double S.
That's you, Marnie.
Number one.
This does not involve death.
Clue number two.
But it can include a sacrifice.
Clue number three.
Involves home.
Clue number four.
This includes timed sprinting.
AJ.
Yep. Five.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Three, two.
I didn't have the right initials.
One. Wrong initials.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, we're down to Marnie, Sauce, and Hawk.
All right, Marnie, now it's really only up to you.
Clue number five.
Often seen late in games.
Dang it.
Final clue.
Clue number six.
This is a risky baseball play.
Ball.
Often, yep.
Suicide squeeze.
Oh.
Got one.
Yeah.
You're on the board. All right, with three to go, Hawk has a three-point lead.
I'm even more dumber than
so AJ and Sauce are mathematically limited. Of course, they have been for a couple. But Marnie has to run the table to tie. Otherwise, if Chris gets any of these,
good persons,
then you win. Chris going for the win. Marnie needs the next three for the tie. Here's item 10. Of Double S.
Clue number one.
Often faces cameras.
Clue number two.
Is the 29th overall and the third female.
Paul?
Yep.
Sarah Silverman?
What?
I thought the...
Okay, don't explain it. Don't explain it. Just in case. Sauce is out for the remainder of item 10.
Clue number three.
Connected to A.D. Bryant.
AJ.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cecily Strong.
Those are the wrong initials.
Does it start with a C?
Yep.
Who cares?
You blew it!
You're supposed to be the all-time champ. All right, we're down to Marnie and Hawk. Hawk gets this for the win. Marnie needs this for the tie, at least in the next three for the tie.
Clue number four.
Assumed her position July 26th of 2017.
Marnie.
Yep.
Sage Steele.
Oh! Hawk is the winner, but now Hawk wins. Let's see if Hawk can get it. Hawk will get it, but let's just see, just in case. Parrish didn't get the free roll a couple weeks ago.
Clue number five.
Her father was a presidential candidate.
He doesn't know. Not yet, at least.
Clue number six.
Is the White House press secretary.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
Yes.
Four, three, two, one.
Steve Sanders.
Sarah
Huckabee Sanders.
I couldn't remember her first name.
You said Steve, and it was she.
I couldn't remember her first name. I just couldn't.
How is she, did A.D. Bryant play her on SNL?
On SNL?
Okay.
Shoot.
All right, so Hawk, you won, though. You won. Who cares?
I know.
Oh,
you win. Yeah, awesome.
Damn it.
All right, but let's play it out. Here's item 11 of SS.
Clue number one.
This is an episode title for both The Office and 30 Rock.
Ooh. Clue number two.
It includes an exchange.
Clue number three.
Often involves randomization.
Clue number four.
Often includes families, communities, or co-workers.
Hawk.
Yep.
Secret Santa.
That's right.
Yay. Dude, you're dominating.
Holy.
Does he have eight?
Wow, he's got six.
You would have got that one.
How would I ever remember the name Sarah? God's sakes.
Woof.
Idiot.
You have six. You're going for seven. It's been a while since you posted a seven.
I know it.
Here's item 12 of Double S.
Clue number one.
includes 20 labeled sections.
Clue number two.
Includes a carpeted area.
Clue number three.
It includes a beeping noise.
Marnie.
Okay.
Simon Says.
Damn it. What? What?
I don't know. I had
love it the carpeted
down.
Area of Simon Says. Yeah, the 70s version had that.
Okay. All right, Marnie's out for the remainder of item 12.
Clue number four.
Includes numbers colored red, white, and green.
Hawk.
Yep. Oh, was that a hawk?
Hawk, hawk,
go.
Hawk. No, I'm stupid. Simon Says.
What a dumb guess.
Yeah, what a terrible guess. Down to AJ and Sauce.
Clue number five.
Includes three contestants.
What?
Paul.
Yep.
Supermarket Sweep.
Okay.
Come on.
We're down to AJ.
Supermarket one word?
No. That's a good guess.
They're shopping at Byerly's. I guess it's carpeted.
Last but not least.
Clue number six.
It's also known as the Big Wheel. Five, four, three, two, one.
AJ.
Well, no.
Okay, shut up. No. No! You can. Okay,
you don't get to ring. You're the only one left.
You don't get another 5 seconds.
Yeah, you did it.
No,
he rang in, but he said Steve Spurrier.
Showcase Showdown, I'll take it.
No.
No,
no, absolutely not. No one gets Showcase Showdown.
Got it. Got it.
Wow.
Hawk with six is the winner. Marty, your third consecutive game goal of two. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you know.
I got the last one.
Two's better than zero.
Or one. You beat the two all-time best. You beat both of them.
Nice job.
Feels good. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, nice job, Marty.
We're friends again.
We're going right in!
Chris, what else happens when you win?
Man, all weekend long on the internet machine, radco.com. Use the promo code initials. You get 10% off your online order. So get that tonneau cover. Get those WeatherTech mats. Get whatever you want. Let's do this.
One final segment with Marnie Gellner and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
Yeah.
Way to go, dude.
Yeah. I can't believe it, man.
This whole room is still stunned at your Seattle Supersonics guess after clue number one that was just normally shortened to the last six letters.
I walked into the lunchroom and Charge goes, how did you get Supersonics?
I don't know how you got that. Between that one and Marnie getting stop sign after one clue.
That was so
that
cute.
Was impressive.
Both were unbelievable guesses.
Somebody tweeted and said, what was the third answer? Marnie yelled so loud, I don't know what she said.
It was stop sign.
Yep.
And you figured it out.
You know what you did so well?
Oh,
I'm playing
you
your song.
Hey, quickly before we get back, just a PGA Championship
she
update. Christopher Allen Hockey has John Rahm.
I do, yeah.
He's gone par, par, bogey, bogey, par, bogey, bogey. He's plus four.
Is that good?
Falling apart. No,
no that's not good, Hogs.
Marnie, I have an idea.
It's only just a matter. Yep.
Are you familiar with Fargo, North Dakota?
I am. I'm wearing a shirt right now.
Once or twice a year, the Power Trip goes up and broadcasts, normally from the Sanctuary Event Center, but we've done other shows up there as well. We find a Friday that works for you. You come with the Power Trip Morning Show to Fargo and play initials in front of you. You have a hometown advantage, right? Home court advantage.
I'll wear this shirt.
You can wear the Fargo shirt. And maybe your hometown crowd can push you over the limit and actually get you to the winner.
Yeah,
circle.
And the initials that day, N-D.
Maybe. It's a lot of extra work for me, but okay, sure.
Just kidding.
No, maybe.
You know what? I'd love to. I was actually in Fargo the weekend you guys went. And
thanks
for
showing
up. Hey, we talked about this.
Yeah, appreciate you showing up.
I texted Hockey, and I was like, hey, we're going to Fargo this weekend for Easter.
Yeah.
He was like, cool, have fun.
Hey, that's not true at all, almost.
Yeah, do you want me to read it?
Well, you're always invited, Marnie.
That's
Let's make it happen.
Let's absolutely do that. Those are my people, and I just heard you guys are going to Fargo on Friday. Fun. We're going to Fargo this weekend, too. Anyone staying overnight Friday? Are y'all heading back? What's the plan? Sauce is staying, I think. He's doing comedy there Saturday night. Happy Easter.
Wow, hard.
Ice cold.
What are you talking about?
Bye.
And you wrote it with that tone, too?
Not
and
exactly.
And I text back, oh, nice.
Oh, what a gross picture
That's not what I meant.
For the record, none of us did stay Friday night. We all we left at 9:30 Friday morning.
Even this guy who drove home and then drove back there.
He drove back on Saturday. That
you
was insane.
Know why? I missed my doggy.
Aww. Show's over, but hey, AJ.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I don't have it. I'm sorry.
Where is it?
No, I'm sorry. I got it right here. Because Twin City Summer Jam, presented by Mystic Lake, loves Rube so much.
We do. We love you guys.
Extending an offer, even though Paul didn't win and Parrish wasn't here. $75 off. Purchase on a single-day GA ticket, 50% savings. Use the promo code INITIALS.
Wow.
INITIALS.
All weekend long.
TCSummerJam.com.
$75 off.
See you at Rascal Flats.
Marty, yeah, you're the best.
Rascal Flats.
Yes.
I love you, Marty.
Paul Allen and Paul Charge Jr. next. We'll see you on the Power Trip Morning Show Monday morning, 5:30 to 9. And we'll see you at the Rub Party tonight.
She's got a pretty
at the Poorhouse in Minneapolis.
See ya. Hanging out the window and they're headed up to Vegas tonight.
How much cocaine have you done?
KFAN. Total